is going to get under it for the third out of the inning as he makes the catch. So fly out to the center fielder will end the inning. The West Coast Kings strain one. It's 3-0. The Kings on top of the Colt 45s after 2.5. Tonight's game is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's cooled off a little bit here as the shadows have started to cover the field with the early start as opposed to our usual 7:15. The game started at about 6:10. As Ryan Radke back out there for his third inning of work. He'll be facing off against Kyle Norton, DJ Vila, and McGuire Smith to start things off. As the shadows start to cover the field, as the sun sets on a beautiful night here in Redding, California, from Tiger Field, Radke concludes his warm-up tosses. Catcher makes his throw down to second. As Kyle Norton, the first baseman, makes his way to the plate. Kyle Norton walked in the bottom half of the 10th inning to be the second runner aboard, which would eventually give way to BJ Vila, who was hitting cleanup last night. And BJ Vila ended up hitting a three-run shot to win the ballgame for the Colt 45s. They're down 3-0 here in the bottom half of the third, looking to put a run up on that scoreboard as they've had nothing but goose eggs thus far. Radke delivers. Fastball in there for strike one, right through the heart. Great pitch there from Radke. Both pitchers tonight have had excellent pitches. Apart from Perigo's blemishes in the second inning, both pitchers have pitched fairly well. The pitch from Radke, that one's fouled back just over my head. Now the count's 0-2 to the first baseman tonight for Colt 45's, Kyle Norton. Radke gets a new baseball. Here's another catcher. Come set, wind up, here it comes. Swung on in the air, and slice, just foul, toward the Colt 45's bullpen. Count stays at 0-2. Another great at-bat thus far for Kyle Norton, who, although has gone 0-2, made solid contact on that foul ball, just a little bit late on it, as he watches. The next pitch comes in, was looking curveball, got a fastball. He's going to go down looking for out number one. That'll bring the designated hitter BJ Vila to the plate. As Jake Lyle, before Kyle Norton was even out of the box, was already out of his crouch behind the plate and making the throw down to third, throw down the infield. Here's the pitch from Radke. It's going to be off the outside corner and low for ball one to BJ Vila. Radke, here's going to get a sign. Here's the 1-0. Check swing. The appeal to first. He did not go. Count moves to 2-0 now. The appeal from the home plate umpire on the check swing from BJ Vila. BJ Vila from the right side. Slightly open stance, nearly standing up, knees slightly bent. Radke delivers the 2-0. Fastball fouled off. Count moves to 2-1 now. My apologies for that. Thought the count went to 0-2 and I had it wrong, but scoreboard just a little malfunction there. BJ Vila steps back into the box. Radke, from the third base side of the rubber, delivers the 2-1. Breaking pitch, initially called a strike, but the catcher dropped it and stays a called strike. So the count stays at 2-2. umpire almost called like a half strike there. I went to call strike and then realized the catcher dropped it. And as Austin and I have talked about before, usually when it's a close pitch like that and the catcher drops it, it's not called a strike, but this it was. Count 2-2 now, one out. The pitch from Radke swung on and missed, waved at by BJ Vila. He goes down on strikes. Back-to-back K's now for Radke as McGuire Smith comes to the plate. Left-hand hitting left fielder. Number 33 for the Colt 45s. Digging in. Kicks some dirt around in the left-handed batter's box. Even stance, knees slightly bent, waves the wood. Here's a pitch from Radke. In the dirt, taking all the way. 1-0 count. As that one's called a ball low. Radke peers back in. Gets the sign from Lyle. Delivers. Check swing, as that one's called a strike, just on the inside edge. It's up at about waist level. McGuire Smith check swung on it, but no need for an appeal, as it was called a strike regardless. Counts all even now, 1-1. Radke. The windup. Here it comes. Fastball misses low and inside for ball two. Great take there by McGuire Smith. That's a pitch a lot of people love to turn on and yank it down the line, but taking all the way, 2-1. Two out. Here's the pitch from Radke. In the air, foul. Way over our heads and above the lights. As the count moves to 2-2 now. With two outs here and the bottom of the third, Radke peers in at Lyle. Sets up inside. Here's the pitch. Swung on, and over the shortstop's head, that's going to find some grass. Over to cut it off is the left fielder, Jaden Lee, who makes the throw in to hold McGuire Smith with a long single, which will bring up Carlos Camarena, the catcher for tonight, who gets a sign from the third base coach. So, runner on first with two outs in the bottom of the third. It's 3-0. The West Coast Kings on top of the Colt 45s. From the stretch, delivers. Breaking pitch inside. Almost hit him, but didn't quite. Count moves to 1-0 now. On Carlos Camarena, the catcher for tonight. Radke peers back in, delivers. Fastball upstairs just misses the upper part of the zone. A 2-0 count now on Camarena. Digs back in from the right-handed batter's box. Slightly open stance as Smith takes his lead from first. Wide open stance, rather. Here's a 2-0 from Radke. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Lyle. Excellent block there. He almost went to back pick, but decided not to throw down as McGuire Smith got back to the bag. So a 3-0 count now on Carlos Camarena. Radke checks the runner back. Here's going to get a sign. Delivers. Fastball in the on the inside corner for strike one. Count moves to 3-1 now. Still two outs as Camarena looking to put a run on the board for the Colt 45s. 3-1 pitch from Radke. On the inside corner again, the same pitch that'll fill the count. A little bit of displeasure from the fans as that one looked a little inside. The infield will move back now as the shortstop had come in a few steps. And now moves back. Radke checks the runner at first. Here's the payoff. Swung on and foul tipped into the catcher's mitt for strike three. That'll end the inning as Carlos Camarena goes down on strikes and Radke strikes out the side after allowing that single. Tonight's game is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Reading, California. It's going to be a new pitcher for the Colt 45s as Drew Perrigo goes three innings of work, giving up three runs and three hits. It's going to be Cody Rappel out of Reading, California, pitching for Shasta College. He's going to come on in a 3-0 ball game here in the top half of the fourth. And as soon as I'm able, I'm going to get those stats to you. He's come on in relief. We've seen him a couple times now as he's about to conclude his warm-up tosses. And we'll do... Camarena, I'm sorry, will make his throw down to second base. So... that'll bring Tyler Smith, the designated hitter for the West Coast Kings, sorry, up to the plate as he sees a breaking ball from Rappel. Cody Rappel this season has pitched in one game, one inning, four hits, and two runs. So we'll see what he does here against this West Coast Kings lineup. As they look to keep the game all, the keep the game at 3-0. As Tyler Smith takes that ball, that breaking ball, in there for ball one. Here's the second pitch from Rappel. It's going to be a fastball down. Count moves to 2-0 now. That's Tyler Smith, the designated hitter, digging in from the right side. Knees bent, wide open stance. Here's the 2-0 from Rappel. Breaking pitch misses upstairs. Count moves to 3-0. Again, Cody Rappel, we've seen him a couple times this season. Hasn't pitched lights out, but hasn't been bad. He's had great innings of work, great pitches. We've seen the breaking pitch a lot, as we see a fastball there for strike one. His breaking pitch is something to be noted, something that I've noticed as well. And Austin and I have talked about how well he uses that. As 3-1 pitch, it's going to be low and in the dirt. For ball four. So he walks the leadoff man. And that will bring up Jake Lyle, the catcher for tonight, up to the plate. Right-handed hitting catcher, number 13. After the walk from Rappel is issued. And if you're just joining us, it's the top half of the fourth inning. It's 3-0. The West Coast Kings are on top here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Cody Rappel coming on in relief. After Drew Perrigo went three, gave up three, and allowed three hits, the breaking pitch from Rappel comes in, misses upstairs for ball one. From the stretch with the runner at first, that's Tyler Smith. He's about three steps off the bag, being held on by Kyle Norton. Breaking pitch is going to come in and hit the inside corner for strike one. Counts all even now at 1-1. As Dusty Vila shading up the middle with Zanny a couple steps off the line at third, and the shortstop shaded over with the hitter to pull as he waves at one for strike two. Way late on that one was Jake Lyle. Dig back in now. Wide stance, knees bent, slightly open. Rathel peering in, bends down, comes set, checks the runner back at first. Here's the pitch. Fastball, low and outside for ball two. Rathel looking for a ground ball here. No outs. It's 3-0. West Coast Kings on top. Rathel dangling the glove as he peers in, checks the runner back at first, comes set, and delivers. Breaking pitch is going to be low for ball three. Count moves full now as fans voicing their displeasure on that call from the umpire. Full count. Runner takes his lead from first. Here's the pitch. Hit in the air and foul. Out toward left field and beyond the Colt 45's bullpen. Out of play. So the count stays at 3-2. As Tyler Smith makes his way back to first. 3-2 count. We're going to do it one more time. Rathel dangling his glove as he bends down, peers in at Camarena, the catcher, to get a sign. Comes set, delivers. Breaking pitch hit in the air toward foul territory. Third baseman Zanny and the left fielder making their way over, but they're not going to get to it. It's beyond the bleachers. Not quite to the bullpen out there, out of play. And we're going to run it back one more time as Calderon actually was also converging on that, running all the way over from the shortstop position. An excellent hustle there by Calderon. As he was running from where the shortstop normally plays all the way out toward the bullpen. As Rathel gets his sign, comes set. The payoff pitch, here it comes. Just off the plate outside. So Jake Lyle, catcher, works a walk. And that'll put two on now with no outs. Back-to-back walks issued here by Cody Rathel to bring up Toffanelli. As the Colt 45s move to a defense that's back a little bit, still looking to turn a double play here, but first baseman Kyle Norton no longer holding on the runner as Rathel delivers a ball in the dirt. Comrade, it picks up for ball one. So the second baseman, Dusty Vila, now shaded a little bit to the right of second base with Calderon shaded a little bit towards second base, holding the runner on Tyler Smith as Rathel delivers the next pitch. That's low and inside for ball two. 2-0 count now on Toffanelli. Just to recap, it's 3-0. Colt 45s are down by three as the manager for the Colt 45s makes his way out to the mound. We got some activity up in the Colt 45s bullpen, so I imagine this move here by the skipper, Bob Anderson, is just to buy them a little time as the umpire dusts off home plate. And so just to recap the inning, too, Cody Rathel came on in relief of Drew Perrigo, issued two walks. So, got runners at first and second now. The Colt 45, down by three in the top half of the fourth. 3-0, the West Coast Kings on top. But the Colt 45 is looking to turn a double play here. As infield and the manager make their way. Camarena gets back on the plate. Toffanelli, back outside. Working. Gets a sign. Here's the pitch. In the air. Back. And field. And the ground.
Excellent. Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
My apologies for the technical difficulties. There's now two outs after that fly out from the leadoff hitter, Joey D'Amelio. He flew out to the center fielder. Both runners held at first and second. As we're in a 1-1 count now to Preston Scott, the first baseman. He's 0-2 tonight as Colby Rathel delivers the 1-1. Checks the runners back. Accurate. But it's in there for strike two. 1-2 count now. Rathel looking to get the punch out and end the inning. Oh, gets a sign. Here's the 1-2. Breaking pitch, swung on and fouled back. Count stays at 1-2 on Preston Scott. Checks back up on the hill. Here's gets a sign. Checks the runner back at second. Other makes his way back to shortstop. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Line through the hole on the left side. One run is going to come around to score on the throw in. And that's going to be miss the cutoff. And Rathel is able to back up the play and get the ball back to hold both runners at first and second. That was Tyler Smith, the leadoff hitter for the inning, coming around to score after that walk on the single from Preston Scott. So just to reiterate what happened, it was a single through the left side between Zanny and Calderon right through that hole as the left fielder for the Colt 45s was McGuire Smith able to make a play on it after it landed, threw it back in, but missed the cutoff man as on the inside half of the zone. Rathel. Rathel working with here in the half of the fourth. Here's the pitch. Hit in the towards left field and goodbye, baseball. That is over the netting. Absolutely crushed for a 3-run bomb from Kirk Wolf, the right fielder. That's a 3-run shot. And that really, really delivers a blow to the Colt 45s. It's now a 7-0 ball game. It'll be Drew Giannini, the third baseman, to the plate. As Cody Rathel comes set. Now out of the windup, here's the pitch. Strike called. Great pitch in there for strike number one. So an absolute moonshot from Kirk Wolf. That netting out there about 30 feet up in the air went over that as Drew Giannini takes strike two out there where it's about 320 in left field. The left fielder barely even moved to watch it fly. Here's the 0-2 from Raffle. Breaking ball. Just misses off the plate, I guess. Everyone started walking off the field. Even the fans thought it was strike three. But it's 1-2 count now on Drew Giannini. Raffle gets a sign. The windup. Bounces it off the plate. Camarena unable to block it. Goes over his head for ball two. Counts all even now at 2-2. Raffle looking to just get out of the inning. 2-2, two outs. It's a 7-0 ball game. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Tony Raffle gets out of it. He gives up the three-run shot. It's 7-0 after 3.5. We're halfway through our ball game here. Tonight's game is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Room 101, 14th anniversary. Do you enjoy bold, aggressive cigar profiles? Well, this stick is not for the faint of heart or palate. AJ Fernandez has packed a wallop of a smoke. Get ready, folks. This cigar is a knockout. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. In the top of the fourth, the West Coast Kings did a little bit more damage on a three-run shot. That put them up 7-0 after Cody Raffle came on in relief of Drew Perrigo. So it's 7-0 now. It'll be Brandon Zanny, the third baseman for tonight, leading things off against Ryan Radke out there in his fourth inning of work. Radke tonight has given up 4 hits, but no runs. So the Colt 45s here looking to put a crooked number on the scoreboard after they put up 3 straight goose eggs. Zanny, the right-handed hitter, is going to dig in against Ryan Radke, the tall right-handed pitcher for the West Coast Kings. Zanny from the right side, knees bent, even stance. Radke, the windup. Fastball in there for strike one, right through the heart. Great pitch there by Radke. And we've seen Zanny hit a home run before. He had the first home run of the season for the Colt 45s. Here's the 0-1. Upstairs and off the outside edge for ball one. So we'll see what he can do here, trying to get the first run of the ballgame for the Colt 45s. Just a little over halfway through our ballgame. As he's going to take strike two, does not agree with the umpire, looks to be a little upset as he shakes his head and steps out of the box. Waves the bat a couple of times, digs back in, taps the plate with his bat. Radke comes set, the windup. That one's waved at by Zanny and grounded towards the second baseman, moving to his left, bobbled, and Zanny's going to make it to first base without a throw from the second baseman, Toffanelli. So a hard 90 there by Zanny proves to be a great thing for the Colt 45s, as the second baseman, Toffanelli, was moving to his left and ended up kicking off the heel of his glove, bobbled it more to it, and then the ball went to his left and was not able to make a throw on it. So Zanny is going to reach on an E4. That will bring Calderon to the plate as Zanny reaches base for the second time tonight. He takes his lead from first. Here's the pitch to Calderon. Strike just on the outside corner. Count now 0-1. Here in the bottom half of the fourth inning, there's no outs. The Kings playing a double play depth with the second baseman shaded up the middle. Here's the pitch from Radke. Fastball swung on through the left side. Zanny moves up to second base. Calderon with the single. That'll put two on now for the Colt 45s with no outs. and that will bring Dusty Vila to the plate. He had a soft lineout to the third baseman his first time up. Looking to do some damage here. And Dusty Vila with excellent speed as well, so anything hit to the left side of the infield. Digging in from the left side, Radke delivers out of the stretch. Fastball misses. That's going to hit the zone, rather, for strike one. Looked a little high, but nonetheless called a strike. 10 moves to 0-1. Here's the pitch. Strike two, caught the outside corner, right above the knee. Vila quickly in an 0-2 hole now. Zanny takes his lead from second, called Aaron from first. Not being held on the infield, looking to turn a double play if they're able to. Radke checks the runner at second. Here's the 0-2. In the air towards center field. D'Amelio makes the catch and throws it back in to hold the runners. It's going to be one out now, as both the runners stay at first and second. So Vila gets some contact, but hits it in the air for out number one. That'll bring Colby Rafael, the center fielder for tonight, to the plate. He digs in from the right side. Infield still playing back, not holding on. Calderon at first, throws it at second. Here's the pitch. That ball misses up high for ball one. Great take there by Colby Rafael to lay off that pitch up in the zone. Looked like a changeup. Here's the 1-0. Curveball. Rafael ducking to avoid that pitch. That bender from Radke. Missing. Now in a 2-0 count. Radke delivers. Fastball grounded to the right of the first baseman, called foul. Just misses going over the bag as it went past the first, after, before rather, it went past the first baseman. It was dribbled up the line but ended up going foul at the last second. Now the count 2-1 on Colby Rafael. He waves the bat, taps the plate. Open stance, knees bent. Radke checks the run at first. Delivers the 2-1. Curveball misses inside for ball three. 3-1 count now on the center fielder, Rafael. Steps out of the box, adjusts his batting helmet, digs back in. Slightly open stance. Waves the wood a couple times. Here's the pitch from Radke. Fastball misses up high. The Colt 45 is looking to get something going here as they've got the bases loaded with one out. The second time they've had the bases loaded tonight, they had the bases loaded in the first, and Radke was able to get out of the inning without allowing a run. So Zanny reached on an error, rather, to lead things off, and then Calderon singled. Dusty Vila flew out, and now Colby Rafael walked. That's how we got the bases loaded. So Zanny at third, Calderon at second, and Rafael over at first. Here's the pitch from Radke to Griffith Fenn, who is the guy you want to be up in this instance with the bases loaded. He singled his first time up and then flew out to center field his second time up. So he's 1-for-2 on the night from the left side. Waves the wood a couple times, digging in with that slightly open stance, knees bent. The 1-0 pitch, here it is. Misses upstairs for ball two. Another fastball from Radke. On Griffith Fenn, the Colt 45's hottest hitter of the season. Radke delivers a 2-0. Curveball fouled back to the screen. Griffith Fenn just a little late on it. A little early on it, rather. Not looking for the breaking pitch there, but he's able to make solid contact with it, but get a piece of it. Rathke peers in at his catcher.
The 2-1, here it comes.
That one's grounded, hit on a line, right back to the pitcher who gloves it, and that'll hold the runners. Jammed Griffith Finn there in on the hands, so he's going to line out to the pitcher. A rare comebacker, right back at the pitcher. And Radke got a little lucky there. Wasn't hard contact, but it was solid contact for sure, as Radke was able to glove it after he landed from his windup and was able to glove it just to his left. So that brings up Kyle Norton, the first baseman, who's shown some pop this year, but he's 0-for-2 tonight with that line out to the second baseman in the first half and a strikeout. So pitch from Radke is going to be in there for strike one. A nice changeup. 0-1 count. Radke working with a 7-run lead. Two outs here. The Colt 45. Zanny takes his lead from third. Calderon from second. And Colby Raphael from first. Radke delivers the 0-1. Waved at and foul, tipped just back to the screen. Now an 0-2 count. The Colt 45 still looking for their first crooked number of the evening in this 7-0 ball game. Norton gets a sign from the third base coach. Runners take their leads. Colt 45's here, got ducks on the pond. They're going to get some meat on the table. As Radke wipes his brow, peers into his catcher, checks the runner back at first, and delivers the 0-2 with two outs. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher. That'll hold the runners as he keeps it in front of him. Count moves to 1-2. On deck is BJ Vila, who's walked and struck out tonight. Kyle Norton from the left side waves his foot a couple of times as Radke peers in, checks the runner back at first. Comes set. Delivers the 1-2 with two outs and the base is loaded. Here it comes. Breaking pitch just off the outside edge. Moves the count all even now at 2-2. Kyle Norton looking to move, keep the line moving for the Colt 45s. Halfway there. Radke peering into this catcher, dangling his arm. Comes set. Delivers the 2-2. Breaking pitch swung on over the second baseman's head. Zaney's going to score. Calderon around third. And he is going to hold up at third as the throw in from the West Coast Kings right fielder, Kirk Wolf, was on a line and cut off. That'll hold Calderon at third. But the runners advance. The line keeps moving on that RBI single from Kyle Norton. It's now a 7-1 ball game. As Zanny, the leadoff hitter who reached on an error, comes around to score. As there's a little meeting on the mound here for the West Coast Kings. As the bases are going to stay loaded. And all the runners for the Colt 45s make their way over to the manager and the third base coach. They also have a little meeting. Umpire is not looking to break it up. So, to recap the inning, Zanny reached on an error by the second baseman. Calderon hit a single. Dusty Vila flew out to the center fielder. Colby Raphael walked. Then Griffith Finn lined out to the pitcher. And now Kyle Norton has singled. So, it'll be Norton at first. Colby Raphael rather at second. Calderon over at third with BJ Vila, the designated hitter and last night's hero of the ball game. He walked it off last night on a 3-run shot. We'll see what he can do here. Colt 45s would really love a long ball here, as there's been about 5 or 6 in this series, so see what BJ Vila can do here with the bases loaded. Knees slightly bent. Not a wide stance at all as Radke delivers. Fastball on the inside corner. And Vila shakes his head in disbelief as that one looked a little too inside to him. But an 0-1 count now. Bases loaded. Runners take their leads. That's Calderon at third. Raphael at second. Here's the pitch from Radke. As a back pick to first. And the first baseman was playing back of the runner, had to make his way over to first to catch the throw. Put the tag on Kyle Norton, who, diving back to the bag, was able to make it safely. Count moves to 0-2 as BJ Vila took that pitch on the outside edge for strike two. Count's 0-2 now.
with two outs in a 7-1 ball game. Radke gets his sign, comes set, delivers the 0-2. Bounced and blocked by the catcher. Excellent play moving to his right. After that ball in the dirt, now moves to 1-2. Jake Lyle with another sensational play behind the dish to keep the runners from advancing. Shadows covering most of our field now, except for where the right fielder and center fielder are playing as they shield their eyes. BJ Vila from the right side, even stance. Here's the 1-2 pitch from Radke. Ring him up, strike three called. On the inside corner, the fans voice their displeasure as BJ Vila goes down looking. But the Colt 45s do a little bit of damage. They're only down by six now in a 7-1 ball game after four. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Cody Raffel back up out there for the top half of the fifth inning. Over halfway through our ball game here on a beautiful Sunday night for baseball at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Colt 45s are down by six in the 7-1 ball game, looking to hold the Kings to a scoreless inning and then get back out there in the bottom half of the fifth to do some damage. They put up one in the bottom of the fourth. And it'll be Cody Raffel facing Jaden Lee, the left fielder for the West Coast Kings. Jaden Lee, rather. Raffel peering in at Cobb Arena. The windup. That one's grounded right to the third baseman. Zanny moves to his right, throws on over to first, high and caught by Kyle Norton, elevating a little bit off the bag and making the play, keeping his right foot on the bag, rather. Excellent play on both ends there. Zanny had to wait for that on that weird in-between hopper that you get over there at third. So 5-3 on the play. Jaden Lee grounds out. That'll bring up Mike Baker, the shortstop tonight for the West Coast Kings. The first pitch from Raffel comes in. That's going to be low for ball one. And more displeasure from the fans. We've heard a lot of that tonight. A little bit of groans from the seats out here. Second pitch comes in. Inside corner for strike one. The shortstop for the Kings digging in from the right side. Even stance, knee slightly bent. The pitch from Raffel. Breaking ball grounded again to Zanny, who makes his way over to it, moving to his left. Throws on over to first. And Kyle Norton elevating again to make the play. 5-3 ground out. Cody Raffel, this inning, very efficient. There's already two away now after about four pitches, as opposed to last inning, where he faced 7 of 9 hitters. So a great bounce back inning already here by Cody Raffel. Hopefully I didn't jinx it. That'll bring up Tyler Smith, the designated hitter who led off last inning. Here's the pitch from Raffel. Curveball upstairs misses for ball one. 1-0 count.
on Smith. From the right side, slightly open stance, knees bent. Rathol delivers. It's ball two. 2-0 count now. Smith digs back in, waves the wood. Rathol, glove up, peering over it. Winds up and delivers. Excuse me. Strike one, inside corner. 2-1 count now. On Smith, the designated hitter for tonight, as Rathol delivers the 2-1. That one's hit in the air towards the left fielder, charging in, and dive! Goes into a slide and makes the catch to retire the side. So on that little line out to the left fielder, the Kings go 1-2-3. After 4.5, it's 7-1. The Kings on top of the Colt 45. Tonight's game is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading. It's going to be a new pitcher for the West Coast Kings, Maldonado. And as soon as I get a first name for you, I will let you know. Left-handed throwing. Looks to be bringing a little bit of heat. Throwing from the first base side of the rubber as he makes his warm-up tosses. So the final line for Ryan Radke on the night. Giving up one run, 6 hits, and the Colt 45s win facing Radke, left 9 on base. So we'll see what they can do here. Now facing the Kings bullpen, Maldonado, the southpaw, he'll be facing Smith, the left fielder. It's going to be Xavier Maldonado for the West Coast Kings, wearing the historic number 42. We'll see what the leadoff hitter for the Colt 45s, the leadoff hitter for the fifth inning, rather, Smith, the left fielder, can do. From the left side of the batter's box, left-on-left matchup, Maldonado with the advantage as he comes set and delivers. The curveball misses upstairs for ball one. A little breaking pitch. Didn't quite break in the zone where he wanted it to, but here's the 0-1. So grounded back to the pitcher, who runs it on over to first. 1-3 on the play. A little weak ground out there for Smith. And gloved by Maldonado, who ran it on over to first before making an underhand toss to Preston Scott at first base. That'll bring up Carlos Camarena, the catcher. He's 0-for-2 tonight with a flyout and a strikeout. Digging in from the right side to face Maldonado in this left-on-right matchup. Here's the pitch from Maldonado. Fastball off the outside corner for ball one. 1-0 count. Camarena digging in. Here's a pitch from Maldonado. It's fouled back over the screen and towards the parking lot. Just misses a car. And then we'll hit one off of a couple of bounces. Hopefully not do any damage as Maldonado gets a new baseball and walks back up the hill. Peers in now, glove on his hip. Nods yes, comes set. Delivers the 1-1. In the dirt. Just kidding. That's going to be off the foot of Carlos Camarena. It's going to be a hit by pitch and put a runner on for the Colt 45s. It's kind of a weird play there where, due to my angle, it looks like it went off the plate, but it'll be Mason Cassingham, the courtesy runner for Carlos Camarena, as the bat boy for the Colt 45s, Jack, gets a bit of applause, prompted by the PA announcer here at Tiger Field. And it'll be Zanny digging back in. Last inning, he led things off and reached on an error, which began a little bit of a rally for Colt 45s. Here was one out. King's playing a double play. Defensive pitch from Maldonado. That one's fouled back over the screen and into the parking lot. Count moves to 0-1. As Zanny, the right-handed hitter, looking to do some damage here for the Colt 45s, put another run on the board in this 7-1 ball game. Here's a pitch from Maldonado. It's going to be low and dropped by the catcher, but doesn't kick away too far. He's able to pick it back up rather fast. Now 1-1 to Zanny. 0-2, rather, as that was called a strike. I thought it missed inside. My apologies. Here's the 0-2 from Maldonado. It's going to be just a little bit inside. Count moves to 1-2 now. As Maldonado peers in, checks the runner back at first. That's Cassingham, the courtesy runner. Delivers. Fastball upstairs. Ball two. Up and in on Zanny. Lean back from it. Just a little bit of chin music there. Count's still even now at 2-2. There's one out here in this 7-1 ball game. The Kings on top of the Colt 45s in the bottom of the fifth. Maldonado comes set and delivers. It's going to be low for ball three. Count goes full now. We've seen it from Zanny the last couple games where he's had shown great play discipline and had a great eye at the plate, working a couple of walks and really searching for his pitch to hit. Here's the payoff pitch from Maldonado. And batter calls time and steps out. The Kings are playing a double play depth, both second baseman and shortstop shaded towards second base. The second baseman 4 or 5 steps away from the bag and back. Here's a pitch from Maldonado. That one's hit in the air towards the gap. The right fielder chasing it. Dives, and it's going to go past them. Center fielder gloves it. Casting him around second. Zanny's going to be into second with a double. That puts runners on second and third with one out for the Colt 45s. As Cassingham, the courtesy runner from Camarena's hit by pitch, is able to go all the way to third on that single, or E9 rather, on the right fielder who dove for the ball. It was kind of flared into right field between the center fielder and right fielder. He dove for it, and then the center fielder went to back him up, but it squirted past him as well. That'll bring up Calderon, the shortstop, as this one comes in on him, and he leans back and dodges that for ball one. A little bit of a shave there. Calderon had a mustache. It would be gone. The 1-0 from Maldonado. Waved at by Calderon and squirts away from the catcher, but Cassingham does not move up on the play as Calderon went around on it. Calderon taps the plate with his bat, waves the wood a couple times. No double play in order for the Kings. They'll surrender a run to get an out. Here's the pitch from Maldonado. Curveball's going to be in there for strike two. Drops just in the zone over the plate. Calderon now with a 1-2 count on him. Waves the bat a couple of times. Maldonado gets a sign from his catcher. Comes set. The windup. Here's the pitch. Bounces it. Blocked by the catcher. And the runners will not advance again. It only squirted a couple feet away. So the count moves. All even now at 2-2. Colt 45 is working with one out and two on here. Both in scoring position. A single or a ground ball out would score a run. A single would hopefully score two with Zanny on second. Here's the pitch from Maldonado, the payoff pitch. That one's grounded to the shortstop, who gloves it. Zanny caught in a little bit of a pickle. Shortstop hesitates throwing to first, and then Zanny is thrown out at third. And that will Calderon reaching on a fielder's choice there, with Zanny getting out, but Camarena, or Cassingham, rather, the courtesy runner for Camarena is going to come around to score. So it's a 7-2 ball game now in the bottom half of the fifth. Zanny erased on that fielder's choice, but Calderon reaches first base to bring up Dusty Vila, the second baseman. Here's the pitch from Maldonado. Breaking pitch catches the outside corner for strike one. So just to reiterate that, it was a ground ball to the shortstop who went to throw over to first, but Zanny was running from second to third on the play and was tagged out on the throw to the third baseman. Here's the pitch from Maldonado. That one swung on and hit up the middle and through to move Calderon to second base. Now there's runners on first and second with two outs after Vila singled. That will bring up Colby Rafael, the center fielder, who's hit in almost every inning tonight. Every inning but the third. We'll see what he can do here against Xavier Maldonado.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Slightly open stance, knees bent. Here's the pitch from Maldonado. Fastball on the outside corner for strike one. That fastball from Xavier Maldonado has been working great. And just a reminder, you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. Here's the 1-1 from Maldonado. Fastball just above the knee. Excellent framing job there by the catcher. For the way, Jake Lyle. Count moves to 1-2. Two outs. Runners on first and second taking their leads. The infield playing behind them. Here's the pitch from Maldonado. Curveball. Gone looking. Rafael shakes his head in disbelief, visibly upset with the umpire. It's going to be three away now. Cole 45 is chipping away. It's a 7-2 ball game now. After five, tonight's game is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. Thanks for listening to these Colt 45's baseball games on KCNR, Shasta Redding, 96.5 and 1460 AM. Special thanks to all our sponsors for helping to bring you this game. Tonight's sponsor is Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. And for the Colt 45's, it's going to be Cody Rathel back out there on the mound in his third inning of work. Coming in to relieve Drew Perigo, who also went three innings. Last inning, the Kings went 1-2-3. We'll see what Colt 45s can do to retire them in order here, as now there's a little bit of a pause in the action, looking to get the lights turned on, as shadows have now covered all of the field. As we look someone's got to find the switch for these lights before we resume here. So it's the top half of the sixth inning, 7-2. Colt 45 is down by 5 against the West Coast Kings. Cody Rathel, the tall right-hander, in his third inning of work, looking to
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, where the lights have come on, and Jake Lyle just takes a little breaking pitch, plunks him on the shoulder, so now Cody Rathel, in his third inning of work, will be pitching out of the stretch with the runner on first. In the 7-2 bowl game, in the top half of the sixth, here's a pitch from Rathel. Misses upstairs for ball one. 1-0 count on the Kings' second baseman, Toffanelli, as Rathel comes set and delivers. One's in the air, popped up. Third baseman Zanny, Calderon, the shortstop, running over, converging. It's going to be Calderon making the play in short, shallow left field towards the left field foul line, who gloves it for the first out of the inning. So excellent play by Calderon, making his way all the way over behind third base and in shallow left field, calling off Brandon Zanny, the third baseman, who didn't have as good of an angle on it. Calderon moving over, getting under it, and gloving it for the out. So one gone here. The runner on first, that is Toffanelli, as fastball misses inside. It's going to be Joey D'Amelio up to bat. He's playing center field tonight. Right-handed hitter. Working with a 1-0 count, Rathel delivers. That one's hit in the air towards left field, and it is gone into the netting. A two-run shot for Joey D'Amelio. The second long ball given up by Cody Rathel on this Sunday night. So now it's a 9-2 ball game, with Preston Scott coming up to bat as skipper Bob Anderson makes his way out. We're going to have a pitching change here. So we'll cut over to break, and we'll come back in just a few moments.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Hello, fans, and welcome back. We have a pitching change in order as Cody Rathel comes out of the game. He goes 3+, giving up 6 and giving up 2 long balls that totaled for 5 RBIs for the West Coast Kings. Those home runs were by Joey DeMilio, we just saw, and Kirk Wolf, the right fielder. So now the Colt 45s down 7 again in this 9-2 ball game in the bottom half, top half of the 6th inning, rather. And Perigo, we've seen earlier this season, not Perigo, rather Canfield, is coming on to pitch. He's been solid for the Colt 45s, coming on in relief in key spots for them. We'll see what he can do here against the West Coast Kings. So, Drew Perigo goes 3 innings, and Cody Rathel goes 3+ as well in this 9-2 ball game as Canfield takes his warm-up tosses. The tall-ish left-handed pitcher, he looks to be about 6 feet tall. Seeing what he can do here against Preston Scott and these West Coast Kings. Here's the first pitch from Canfield. That one's hit in the air towards left field. Back to the track at the wall. He's going to make the catch. Preston Scott gives it a ride. But the left fielder Smith is under it for the catch. So Thomas Canfield coming to pitch. He's pitched in 3 games. He's pitched a total of 3 1/3 innings, given up 5 runs, 1 earned, 6 walks, 1 strikeout. He's got a 2.70 ERA. Now facing off against Kirk Wolf, right field for the West Coast Kings. First pitch is going to be just off the outside edge for ball 1. And now with the 1-0 count, Canfield winds up and delivers. Fastball swung on and missed for strike 1. Counts all even out 1. This West Coast Kings team has really made the Colt 45s fight for their wins that they have. They've won 9 straight, looking to extend that to 10 as Canfield delivers the 1-1. Frame job by Camarena. Gets called for strike 2. Excellent pitch just on the inside corner. Camarena was able to frame it. 2 gone here in this 9-2 ball game. Top half of the 6th. Canfield southpaw delivers just off the outside edge for ball 2. More displeasure from various fans here on this Sunday night. With the lights on at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Canfield peers in, gets a sign. The windup. Bounced off the plate. Off. Wolf, actually, take that back. Looks like it went off his shin. It bounced off his foot or something and then was awarded first place by the home plate umpire. So, kind of curious as to what happened there. Looked like it hit the dirt, but I guess it caught his toe, according to the home plate umpire. So now a runner on first. Canfield with the hit-by-pitch. Canfield awarding the hit-by-pitch, rather. That one's in the dirt and away from the left-handed hitting Drew G. Panini, who's walked, flight out, and struck out tonight. From the left-handed batter's box, knees bent, even stance. Canfield delivers the 1-0. Fastball in at the knees for strike 1. 1-1 count now. The 1-1 pitch from Canfield as he peers the runner back at first. He's about 3.5 steps off the bag at first, being held on by Kyle Norton. Canfield delivers. Fastball swung on over and through the right side. That will quickly play back in by Griffith Fenn as Kirk Wolf, sorry, forgot a name there. Kirk Wolf made a wide turn at second, but Griffith Fenn came up throwing. So now 2 on after that Drew Giannini single. And that was hit right on the screws, but with the first baseman holding on Kirk Wolf, there was no one there to make a play on it. So lands to the left of Dusty Vila, finds some outfield grass, and that will bring Jaden Lee to the plate. The pitch. Fastball. Inside corner for strike one. Nice fastball there. Up in the zone, but on the inside corner. 0-1 count with two outs. Runners on first and second not being held on. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed for strike two. Canfield with another great pitch there as Lee goes for a little walk around batter's box from the right side. An even stance. Slightly open. Knees bent. Canfield gets a sign. Comes set. Delivers. Here's the pitch. Fastball just off the outside edge. Missed by a hair, but... and called a ball by the home plate umpire. So, 1-2 now. Canfield peering in at Comrade of the catcher. Delivers the 1-2. Here it is. Curveball waved at for strike three. So, after the home run and Canfield comes into pitch, the Kings put up a two spot that they strand two. After 5.5, it's 9-2. The Colt 45's down by 7. Tonight's game is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Hey, Reading, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Reading on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The West Coast Kings, the toughest battle this year for the Colt 45s, as they've won 9 straight, looking to extend it to 10, but they're down by 7 and running out of time. It's the bottom half of the 6th inning, 9-2, the Kings on top of the Colt 45s, with Griffith Finn coming to the plate. He'll dig in from the left side. As the lights have come on at Tiger Field, and the Colt 45 is looking to do some damage here against Xavier Maldonado in his second inning of work. And the Colt 45s have had a few chances tonight. They've left 11 runners stranded on base, with 6 of them in scoring position. So it's not like they've not been able to hit the ball. It just hasn't been with runners in scoring position, as Maldonado comes set and delivers. Can be in the dirt for ball one. To Griffith Finn, who's playing right field tonight for the Colt 45s. And still the Colt 45's hottest hitter. He's had a great season so far. There's a pitch. Curveball backs Griffith Finn out of the way. Four ball two. 2-0 now on Griffith Finn. Maldonado, southpaw, delivers. That one's going to be low and outside for ball three. So Griffith Finn looking to get things going here for the Colt 45s with Kyle Norton, the first baseman, on deck. Here's the 3-0 from Maldonado. It's going to be in the dirt for ball four. So Finn works a walk. He's reached base twice tonight. So the leadoff man is aboard for the Colt 45s. And we'll bring up Kyle Norton, who's 1-for-3 tonight with a line-out and a strikeout. Another left-handed batter, so left-on-left matchup here. Back-to-back left-on-left matchups. As now the pitching coach is going to trot out to the mound to Xavier Maldonado. As the Colt 45s look to lessen the West Coast Kings' lead here. Griffith Fenn's on first. He walked. Kyle Burton on first. BJ Vila, the designated hitter, is on deck. And now, with a little traffic on the bases, Xavier Maldonado, who came on in relief of tonight's starting pitcher after the four innings of work, is now going to have to face the heart of the Colt 45's order of Griffith Fenn, whom he walked, Kyle Norton, and BJ Vila. As the West Coast Kings get a little action up in their bullpen, that's number 45. Haley, as soon as they get a first name for you, probably when he comes into the game, I will let you all know. But another left-handed hitter as that pitch comes in. Right-handed pitcher, rather, as that pitch comes in high for ball one. So five straight balls here from Xavier Maldonado. Here's the pitch. That one's strike, called a strike in at the knees. Counts all even now at 1-1. As Fenn takes the lead from first. That one, that fastball is in there for a strike, right through the heart. Count moves to 1-2 now. So Maldonado, in his second inning of work, delivers a 1-2. That one's flared, and it's going to drop right in front of the second baseman, who misses it. And another defensive blunder, which has been a little bit of a sore spot for the West Coast Kings in this series. If you've been listening or attended any of these games, you know that to be true. They've had about four or five errors in three ball games, or two and a half ball games now. But as Kyle Norton reaches on that E4, which is the second error of tonight for the West Coast Kings. So now that puts two on for BJ Vila. And the Colt 45s again with a chance to score some runs and lessen that lead. As Maldonado, the southpaw, comes set and delivers out of the stretch. Curveball upstairs for ball one. As shadows have now covered all of the field, the lights being on. It's a beautiful night for baseball here with a 1-0 count to BJ Vila, the designated hitter. That one's swung on and just hit foul for strike one. It's just got a piece of it. It's BJ Vila from the right side. Griffith Fenn reached on a walk. He's at second. Kyle Norton, the first baseman, he reached on the error after that little flare hit to the second baseman that dropped right in front of him and was able to keep it in front of him and then end up squirting right through his legs and going behind him. So two on here for the Colt 45s. BJ Vila from the right side working with a 1-1 count. Xavier Maldonado in his second inning of work peers in to get a sign from his catcher. Checks the runner back at first. Infield playing back. Here's the pitch. Fastball misses inside for ball two. 2-1 now on BJ Vila. And Xavier Maldonado has now started to work a little bit slower than he was last inning. Last inning, he was trying to be efficient and was almost quick pitching the Colt 45s. Catcher sets up inside the 2-1 pitch. As he checks the runners back, here it comes. One's popped up right over our heads and a little bit past the concession stand. Four strike two. Counts all even now at 2-2. McGuire Smith is the left fielder. He's on deck as BJ Vila takes a couple practice hacks. Looking to score some runs for the Colt 45s here in this 9-2 ball game in the bottom half of the sixth. Maldonado checks the runners. Here's the pitch. Strike three. Fastball up in the zone. Gets him looking. BJ Vila, third strikeout on the night, his second one looking. That'll be out number one. And that will bring McGuire Smith, the left fielder, to the plate. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a strikeout and a ground out. His first pitch from Maldonado is waved at for strike one. little bit of a change up there that just had Smith completely fooled. He digs back in from the left side. Slightly open, stance, knees bent. The infield playing behind the runners, not holding them on. Maldonado checks the runners back. Here's the pitch. That one's going to miss upstairs for ball one. Count all even now at 1-1. Smith waves the bat a couple of times. Maldonado peers in. Gets a sign from a catcher. From the catcher. Checks the runners back. Delivers. Curveball misses for ball two. Misses inside for ball two. Smith looking to deliver for the Colt 45s, who are down by seven and running out of time to get some numbers up on the board. Maldonado checks the runner at second back, delivers a 2-1. Fastball is going to miss down and in for ball three. And as I said before, Lee warming up in the bullpen for the West Coast Kings. Right-handed pitcher getting loose. Pitch from Maldonado. Fastball is going to be in there for a strike. Count's now full. That one was caught the bottom of the zone. Excellent pitch there from Maldonado. Full count with one out. Here's the pitch. That one's up in the zone and fouled back over the screen. So we'll do it one more time, 3-2. As the West Coast Kings are looking to turn a double play here and get out of the inning. In this 9-2 ball game with the Kings on top of the Colt 45s, Maldonado comes set, checks the runners back, delivers. Broken bat flared past the pitcher, can't make a play on it. The hustle, the throw goes past the first baseman, and that's going to score one and advance Kyle Norton to third. The ball goes all the way toward the West Coast Kings dugout. So Kyle Norton was able to advance from first to third on that play, and Griffith Finn was able to come around to score as it was hit on a broken bat to the left of the pitcher, Maldonado, who was unable to glove it. The second baseman was also charging it. Maldonado made his way over barehanded it and threw off balance to first, wide of the bag. The first baseman unable to make a play on it. So runners at first and third with one out. The Kings still at double play depth on that E1 with Carlos Camarena, the catcher, up to bat as he takes strike one. So a very eventful play there. As now it's 9-3, the Colt 45 is only down by six, just searching for a way to scratch across some runs and keep the line moving. Here's the 0-1. It's going to miss low and in for ball one. Count all even now at 1-1. Zaney's on deck. Carlos Camarena, who's 0-for-2 tonight with a hit-by-pitch. He came around to score when he was hit by a pitch. Wide-open stance, knees bent. Here's the 1-1 from Maldonado. That one sails up, and catcher is able to make a play on it. It's 2-1 now. As now, even with shortstop and second baseman playing up the middle, the first baseman is holding the runner Smith on at first. This one misses upstairs again for ball three. 3-1 count. And that's the first baseman, Preston Scott, holding Smith on at first base. So Smith takes his lead from first. Kyle Norton, rather, takes his lead from third. That one's fouled back to the screen. Count now full on Carlos Camarena, tonight's catcher. With Kyle Norton 90 feet away in this 9-3 ball game. Maldonado comes set, delivers the payoff. Throws pickoff, rather, over to first. Not in time. Smith, diving back to the bag, is safe by a mile. As we've had a lot of action here in this Sunday night edition of your Colt 45's baseball. Maldonado comes set, delivers. Fastball upstairs, misses for ball four. That's going to load the bases for Brandon Zaney after that free pass is issued by Maldonado. And Camarena is going to get a courtesy runner. That's Mason Cassingham. Now at first base. Bases loaded here. 9-3. And suddenly the Colt 45s. Almost within striking distance. Looking to do some damage here. It's Kyle Norton who reached on error. He's over at third. Smith over at second. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's going to be in the dirt for ball one. And then Carlos Camarena, who has a courtesy runner. Base is loaded here with one out. Here's the pitch from Maldonado. That's inside. The catcher misses it, and it squirts away, but no runners advance on the play. That's the third time we've seen that tonight. Counts all even now at 1-1 on Brandon Zanny. After Kyle Norton over at third, before the pitch, trying to deke the pitcher, ran a couple steps down the line, then went back up the line. So here's the pitch from Maldonado. And a balk is called. That will score a run. It's now 9-4 in this ball game after Maldonado started toward the plate and then went back. An excellent call there by, I believe it was the third base umpire. Could be wrong. Might have been the home plate umpire. So the count now 1-1. Runners on second and third. That's Camarena, who has the courtesy runner, Cassingham at second, as that pitch is going to miss upstairs. A fastball. 2-1 now. So Smith scores on that balk. Sorry, Smith is at third, rather. That one's going to miss up and in for ball three. 3-1 count now on Zanny. Cassingham's over at second. And Smith at third. Here's the pitch from Maldonado. It's going to be low. And Zanny's going to work a walk. So the line keeps moving here for the Colt 45s with one out. They have the bases loaded again. As there's going to be a little bit. There's going to be a meeting. And we're going to actually get a pitching change for the West Coast Kings in this 9-4 ball game. The Colt 45s at the bases loaded. We're going to cut to break for Lee to get his warm-up tosses as he comes in the ball game.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back. There's still the meeting out on the mound as Lee comes in to pitch. He hasn't even started his warm-up tosses yet, but Colt 45 is also having a little meeting there on the third baseline. So Xavier Maldonado comes on in relief of Ryan Radke, who went four innings. And Xavier Maldonado is going to go one plus. He's responsible for all three runners on. And we'll see what the Colt 45s can do here, as they're only down by five now in this 9-4 ball game. We're going to cut to break again.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price.
Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Sorry, folks, I was muted. Welcome back to Tiger Field. We have Aiden Lee taking his warm-up tosses. It's a 9-4 ball game. He's coming on in relief of Xavier Maldonado. In this 9-4 ball game, there's runners on first, second, and third. After Fenn walked to start off the inning, he came around to score. Norton reached on an error. He came around to score. BJ Vila struck out looking. Smith reached on an error. Carlos Camarena reached on a walk. And Zanny also reached on a walk. So, bases loaded after, I believe it was Smith, came around to score on a balk. Now, after the Colt 45s have scored two in this bottom half of the sixth inning, Aiden Lee is coming on in relief of Xavier Maldonado, who came on in relief of Ryan Radke, who went four innings. Then Maldonado came on, went one plus. So now it'll be Aiden Lee facing Joel Calderon, the shortstop for the Colt 45s, as he slowly takes his walk to the plate as the pitcher and catcher, probably going over signs, have a little meeting that's going to be broken up by the home plate umpire, who says, hurry up, let's get the show on the road. So, the pitching change, second one of the evening. It's going to be Joel Calderon, the shortstop, dinging in from the right side. Tall, lengthy guy. In this 9-4 ball game, the Colt 45 is looking to get some more runs across the board and keep the line moving. With Ducks on the Pond, they're going to get some meat on the table. It's going to be the right-hander, Aiden Lee, delivers. Fastball on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 count with one out. Colt 45 is looking to turn a double play and get out of the inning. Lee gets a sign. Comes set and delivers. Inside corner for strike two. Looked to be in on the hands of Calderon, but nonetheless called a strike. Now Calderon in an 0-2 hole. With one out, Lee gets a sign, comes set. Here it comes. Swung on and tapped to the third baseman who charges and makes the throw and over to first. It looked like the umpire called it foul for a second, but there was no call. And it hit right in front of the plate, dribbled to third base. That scores a run. It's now 9-5 as Smith comes around to score. So it's now 9-5. That also advances Carlos Camarena and Brandon Zanny to second and third base, respectively, after that ground out from Calderon, which brings up Dusty Vila, the second baseman. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a single, a line out, and a fly out. See what he can do. See what he can do here with two runners in scoring position for the Colt 45s. Here's the pitch from Lee. Fastball just misses upstairs for ball one. And Vila likes the fastball. He's usually swinging when he sees the fastball, but see what he does here against Lee, who gets a sign from his catcher, checks the runner's back, comes set, and delivers. It's going to be another fastball low for ball two. 2-0 count now. as the sun is setting here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, the clouds turning a beautiful pink and blue on this Sunday night edition of Colt 45's Baseball. The 2-0 from the right-handed Lee. That's hit in the air towards the gap. The right fielder chasing over. That's going to land for a hit. One run scores. Two runs are going to score. And in the second with an RBI double is Dusty Avila, who gets a huge cheer from the crowd here as the cowbells go off. It's now a 9-7 game as the Colt 45s have nearly batted around completely and put up five runs in this bottom half of the sixth inning against the West Coast Kings, the toughest challenge for the Redding Colt 45s thus far this season. And now it'll be the top of the order, Colby Rafael, the right fielder, the center fielder rather, to the plate. Here's the pitch from Lee. Fastball misses up and in for ball one. Colt 45's now suddenly with a tying run at the plate, looking to kind of reset this ball game here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Here's the pitch from Lee. Fastball. And the runner's safe at third, who is stealing. Dusty Avila couldn't quite see what the tag looked like, but he was safe, seems from my view, and then the umpire called him safe, so I was kind of waiting on that, but he steals third base. A great job there by Dusty Avila, stealing second to third, stealing third base after doubling, rather, as now the West Coast Kings manager goes out to talk with one of the field umpires, which seems to really just be a ploy to buy some time for the West Coast Kings to get somebody up in the bullpen. But nonetheless, he takes a slow walk off the field to buy the maximum amount of time possible. And this 9-7 ball game with the eighth run for the Colt 45s just 90 feet away. It's 9-7 in the bottom half of the sixth. The Colt 45s have put up five. 1-0 count on, 1-1 count rather, on Colby Rafael. Lee peers in, gets signed, comes set from the third base side of the rubber. Here's the pitch. That one's grounded over the pitcher's head, up the middle. Shortstop gloves it, throws on over to first just in time to get the speedy Colby Rafael. So the Colt 45 strand one. They score five. It's now 9-7 in this ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s now within striking distance. It's a 9-7 ball game here in the top half of the seventh inning. As the sun is setting here in Redding, California, it's cooling off, but the Colt 45s are heating up. They're only down by two as Canfield comes back out to pitch this top of the seventh inning. Leading off for the West Coast Kings is going to be the shortstop, Mike Baker. Now Canfield readies himself, gets the sign from his catcher peering in, gets the okay from the umpire. Here's the first pitch. It's going to miss outside for ball one. A 1-0 count on The shortstop, Mike Baker. Canfield delivers. This one grounded towards the third baseman. Zanny charges, gloves it, throws on over to first. Wide of first base, and the first baseman's going to miss it. It's going to go out of play. That will move the runner to second base. So, single E5 on the play. And that's how the leadoff man gets aboard for the West Coast Kings. So, throwing error by Zanny. Just threw it up the first baseline, more toward right field. And the first baseman, Kyle Norton, was not able to get a glove on it. Went right past him, but the second baseman, Dusty Vila, was able to get over there into foul territory and get the ball. As now there's a runner on second. Canfield will be pitching out of the stretch. Checks the runner back at second. Peers in. Here's the pitch. Owens fouled back to the screen for strike one against Tyler Smith, the designated hitter for tonight. He's 0-for-1, but in three plate appearances tonight, he also has a walk and a hit-by-pitch, so he's reached twice. 0-1 pitch from Canfield, who comes set. The southpaw delivers. Fastball right through the heart for strike two. Great pitch there from Canfield. The slightly shorter southpaw. From the third base side of the rubber. Checks the runner back at second. Vila holding him on. Makes his way back over to second base. Here's the pitch from Canfield. Swung on and missed. Bring him up. Got him swinging. One down now for the West Coast Kings. Canfield gets the K. After the second, or the first batter, rather, reached on the error from Brandon Zanny over there at third base. Now it's going to be the catcher, Jake Lyle, who bends down, gets some dirt on his hands. Going a little old school, no batting gloves. And the wooden bats, of course. Here in the top half of the seventh inning, it's 9-7. Runner on second. He reached on there. There's one out. Canfield, the lefty from the third base side, delivers the first pitch to the at-bat for a strike right there on the inside corner for strike one. Canfield. Ball behind his back, his glove up near his shoulder. Gets the sign, checks the runner back at second. Comes set from the stretch. Delivers. Fastball just up and off the plate for ball one. So Canfield now working in his second inning of work. Not allowing a lot of traffic. He came on in relief of Colby Rathel as comes set and delivers, swung on and missed for strike two. Canfield came on in relief of Rathel, rather. Rathel, after giving up the two-run homer, which now has been the difference in this ballgame, is the Colt 45s looking to come back from their once 7-0 deficit. As Canfield checks the runner back at second and batter calls time. Vila has been holding the runner on at second with Canfield shifted over toward the left side with working Jake Lyle to pull. So Vila then, after Canfield came set, moved all the way over to his left, almost into shallow right field. His infield's playing back. Here's the pitch. That one's popped up behind the screen and over the fans, barely. So the count stays at 1-2 on Jake Lyle, the catcher. As I was saying, Vila holding the runner on at second, running over to second base, and then running back to his position at second base in shallow right field almost on the rim of the outfield grass as Kyle Norton is also playing back at the corner about 8 feet off the line, a couple steps behind the bag. Here's the pitch from Canfield. That's going to miss barely, just a little upstairs for ball two. Count now, all even now at 2-2. One out, runner on second. Canfield gets the sign. Comes set, delivers. That's going to be over but low for ball three. A little bit of jawing from the fans here at Tagger Field, as we've heard a lot tonight. Maybe not the most accurate zone, but it has been consistent for the home plate umpire. The payoff pitch with one out. Canfield checks the runner back at second. Delivers. That one swung on in the air towards center field, breaking back, now breaking in. It's going to land right in front of him. That's the center fielder, Colby Raphael. He initially broke back off the crack of the bat and then charged in on it, realized it was going to die, and then it died a few feet right in front of him. But Mike Baker did not get a jump on it, thought Colby Raphael had a play on it. So now there's runners at the corners with one out. The Colt 45's looking to turn a double play after that single from Jake Lyle. So runners at the corners, they take their leads. Being held on over there at first by Kyle Norton is Jake Lyle. Canfield delivers. Fastball inside for ball one. The second baseman, Toffanelli, for the West Coast Kings. 9-7, the West Coast Kings on top of the Colt 45s in the top half of the seventh inning. The 1-0 delivery from Canfield as he checks the runner back at first. Fastball absolutely yanked foul. Pass first base for strike one. So runner still at the corners now. Counts all even at 1-1 in this 9-7 ball game. For the first half of the ball game, it was all the West Coast Kings, but Colt 45 is able to rally back a little bit. The 1-1 pitch from Canfield. Fastball on the inside corner. Changeup, rather. For strike two. A 1-2 count on the left hand hitting Toffanelli. Knees bent, slightly open stance, wiggles his bat. Canfield from the third base side of the rubber delivers with the runner going. Waved at, swung on and missed. The throw goes to the second baseman Vila, who throws back to third. And does not quite get the runner in time. I've never seen anything quite like that. Calderon was over there at second base, ready to get the throw down from Camarena, who Camarena threw to the second baseman Vila, playing nearly at his normal position, who threw over to third, trying to catch the runner sleeping, as there's two outs now after Toffanelli strikes out. And Bob Anderson is going to make his way out to the mound, I believe, for a pitching change. For the time being, we'll keep it right here. Just to recap now, there's runners on second and third after that stolen base from Jake Lyle, the catcher, as we have a short meeting here on the mound for the Colt 45s. So, started with a single after the E5 from Zanny, the throwing error. That's Mike Baker. He's over at third. Then a strikeout. And then Jake Lyle singled with the ball landing in front of Colby Raphael out there in center field. But the runner Mike Baker stayed at third. And now Jake Lyle stole second base with Toffanelli striking out. That'll bring the top of the order. It's Joey D'Amelio, who is responsible for the two-run homer last inning. He's up to the plate, right-hand hitting. Here's the pitch from Canfield. It's going to be just off the outside edge for ball one. So Joey D'Amelio tonight is 1-for-3 with a hit-by-pitch, but a two-run home run. So that pitch is upstairs, back to third, and he's going to get the runner sleeping. What a throw by Camarena to kill the rally for the West Coast Kings as Canfield walks off the mound with a little bit of extra swagger. The ball game stays at 9-7. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field as the Colt 45s look to keep the streak alive. Tonight's game is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel.
That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
A Father's Day tradition returns to Benton Field Airport Sunday, June 16th. It's the local EAA Chapter's Aviation Day from 7 to 2. Start your day with breakfast from 7 to 11, served by the Mount Shasta Chapter of 99s. $8 for adults, $5 for 5 to 12. Kids under 5 free. Airplane and helicopter flights will be available. Admission and parking are free. Come see aircraft of all kinds on display. Bring Dad and the whole family to Benton Field on Father's Day.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's going to be Griffith Finn looking to extend the Colt 45's comeback quest in this 9-7 ball game after the back pick by Camarena got the Colt 45s out of the inning. In the top of the seventh, here's the pitch from Aiden Lee in his second inning of work. Griffith Finn is going to swing and miss at that one. Fastball right through the heart. 0-1 count now on Griffith Finn. An excellent back pick by Camarena. Was able to pick off the runner at third last inning. There's a second pitch. That one swung on and fouled over the bullpen. Back behind third base and out in left field. It was Mike Baker, the shortstop for the West Coast Kings, picked off at third to end things in the top half. So, Griffith Finn with the 0-2 count. Aiden Lee in his second inning of work. He's going to step off, regain his composure a little bit. Peers back into this catcher. Delivers the 0-2 pitch. Curveball is going to drop in just off the plate outside. Four, ball one. Folks, you're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 96.5 and 1460 AM. It's a 9-7 ball game here in the bottom half of the seventh. Here's the pitch from Lee. Griffith Finn is going to get called out on strikes. Is that one right in the top of the zone? Excellent pitch there by Aiden Lee to retire Griffith Finn looking. That will bring up Kyle Norton, the first baseman, who's 1-for-3 tonight. He's reached on an error and a single. From the left side batter's box. It was the first pitch. He's going to lay down a bunt that's going to go foul. Looked to be an excellent bunt, but now he's got a strike on him. The bottom half of the seventh, 9-7, the West Coast Kings on top of the Reading Colt 45s.
Aiden Lee in his second inning of work. Carrying in to get a sign from Lyle, the catcher, who sets up inside. The pitch. Fastball just off the outside edge to make the count 1-1 now. 1-1 count on the first baseman for the Colt 45s, Kyle Norton. With one away in this 9-7 ball game, the pitch from Lee is fouled back over the screen and back into the park behind us to move the count to 1-2. Folks, it's a beautiful night here tonight in Redding, California at Tiger Field. It's the bottom half of the seventh inning. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Lee peering in to Lyle, the catcher. Gets his sign, nods, comes set. The windup. The 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses the plate outside. Counts all even now at 2-2. As I said before, Lee working in his second inning of work. He's a third relief pitcher tonight for the West Coast Kings, facing Kyle Norton, the first baseman. The 2-2 pitch. Fastball hit in the air and toward left field, but over the bullpen, out of play. Count stays at 2-2. As there's activity up in the Colt 45's bullpen, looks to be a left-hander. Likely to come in relief of Canfield after his two innings of work. The 2-2 one-out pitch from Lee. Here it is. Curveball misses. Outside for ball three. Counts all full now at 3-2. Here at Tiger Field in this 9-7 ball game as the lights have taken full effect. The 3-2 payoff pitch from Lee. Here it is. Oh, and swung on, grounded towards the first baseman, diving to his left, bobbles, throws to the pitcher covering first, making his way over, and he's going to beat the first baseman, Kyle Norton, to the bag for the second out of the inning. So 3-1 on the play as the bat boy Jack gets yet another cheer from the crowd. Two away here for the Colt 45s in the bottom half of the seventh inning. It's going to be BJ Vila to the plate now. Looking to avoid that golden sombrero of four strikeouts. He struck out three times in a walk, so he's 0-for-3 with a walk. Digging in from the right side. Slightly open stance, knees slightly bent. Here's the pitch. Fastball up and in for ball one. Lee peers back in. Gets his sign from Weil. Comes set. The 1-0. Fastball up and in for ball two. BJ Vila looking to keep the line moving for the Colt 45s after that electric rally in the bottom half of the seventh pulled them within striking distance of the West Coast Kings, who have shown control all night. The toughest battle for your Colt 45s. The 2-0 pitch from Lee. Misses upstairs for ball three. Good take there from BJ Vila, the designated hitter for tonight. Last night's hero, let's see what he can do here for the Colt 45s. Working now with a 3-0 count. Way ahead in the count on Lee. 3-0 with two outs. Lee comes set, delivers. It's going to be off the plate and low for ball four. So BJ Vila works his second walk of the night to bring the left fielder, McGuire Smith, to the plate. The Colt 45s donning their home white, yellow sleeves tonight. McGuire Smith with the black socks up high. Looking to do some damage here for the Colt 45s. As he is now the tying run after the Colt 45s have come back from their 7-0 deficit that they once faced in the fourth inning. The pitch from Lee. Fastball is going to be right there on the outside corner for strike one, with BJ Vila taking a small lead from first base. McGuire Smith waves the wood a couple times as he digs back in.
The pitch from Lee. Fastball swung on and missed for strike two. A little bit tardy on that one. Again, the Colt 45s here just looking to keep the line moving and keep chipping away at this once mountainous lead that they faced. Lee peering in. Shakes off his catcher one time. Checks the runner back at first. Comes set. Delivers the 0-2. Curveball is going to be way outside for ball one. Smith, the left fielder tonight. He's reached base twice. Once on an error, once on a single. So he's 1-for-3. From the left side batter's box. Raised the bat a couple times. Now readies the 1-2 pitch from Lee. Delivers. The runner starts to go, but then doesn't. Comes back because that one's fouled back over the screen. Count stays at 1-2. Again, it's a 9-7 ball game here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. The West Coast Kings, the toughest challenge for the Colt 45s. But the Colt 45s were able to come back last night, and the previous night also won both one-run contests. So we'll see what they can do here tonight, down by two. Tying run at the plate, the 1-2 pitch from Lee with the runner going. That one's fouled back. And B.J. Vila is going to have to find his way back to first base after he was going on that pitch. Smith battling here, fouling off the last two pitches. Trying to keep the line moving for the Colt 45s. Carlos Camarena is on deck, and he delivered last inning. Getting on base with a walk that kept the line moving. Lee comes set. The 1-2. Vila not going. Allen's fouled off the plate. Let's keep the count at 1-2 now. The seventh pitch of the at-bat will be coming up after three straight foul balls. Smith just fighting off anything close to the zone, looking to stay in the at-bat. In this 9-7 contest in the bottom half of the seventh, here's the 1-2 pitch from Lee. Out of the stretch. Vila running. That one's fouled back again. Out. Way late on it. And now Vila jogs his way back to first base yet again. This will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat. A 1-2 count. Digging back in, Smith. From the left side. Waves the bat a couple times. Lee comes set, delivers. It's going to be off the outside edge for ball two. Now eight pitches in this at-bat. Smith looking to win the battle here against Aiden Lee in his second inning of work. Again, in this 9-7 ball game, it's Smith, the tying run at the plate suddenly, where a long ball could tie the game up for the Colt 45s. Lee delivers with Vila running. That one's fouled back to the screen, just nicked. So three times now, Vila's taken off and had to make his way back. As we'll be now getting the 10th pitch of this at-bat. So a solid battle here from Smith, the left fielder, as he digs back in. Again, socks up high, donning the Colt 45's home whites with the yellow sleeves. Lee checks the runner back at first, comes set. Throws on over to first. Vila's back in time. Not even close. He was about 2.5 steps off the bag. Dove back just to be sure. The first pickoff attempt we've seen from Lee with Vila on base. As Vila now takes about 2 or 3 steps off the bag at first, he's got a good lead. Lee checks the runner at first. Comes set. Delivers. Vila's running. That one swung on and missed to end the inning. So nothing but the Vila walk, and the game stays at 9-7, right into the top of the eighth inning. Tonight's Colt 45's game is sponsored by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. Coming out in relief of Canfield is going to be Trey Bennett, who we've seen start a couple of games, one game rather. He's got 10 innings of work underneath his belt, giving up 8 hits and 6 runs. 6 of those were earned. 6 walks and 13 strikeouts. He's 1-0 with a 5.40 ERA. We'll see what he can do here, trying to hold this game and keep the Colt 45s within striking distance as he concludes his warm-up tosses. He's got 2 more left. The tall southpaw, 6'4", 225 from Etna, California, played at College of Syracuse. He was 5-5 with a 6.01 ERA, with 55 Ks and 67 in the third innings. He started 11 games and appeared in 13, so a little bit of a utility pitcher, if you will. Gave up 44 walks, so hopefully that doesn't hurt him tonight as he concludes his warm-up tosses. Camarena makes his throwdown to second base, and we're going to welcome up Joey Emilio to the plate, who last inning was up to bat, but due to the back pick by Carlos Camarena to end things, he'll get a fresh count facing Joey D'Amelio, who's 1-4-3 tonight, but he had that 2-run homer, which has proved to be the difference in this ballgame. The pitch is going to be upstairs for ball one. So Trey Bennett, we've seen start one game this season, which was a quality start, ended up getting the win in that contest, as almost every starting pitcher for the Colt 45s has. So he delivers the 1-0. That one's upstairs again to go 2-0. Looking to settle down here. Takes his glove off, rubs up the baseball a little bit, takes a bit of a breather. One deep breath, gets a sign. They'll wind up the pitch. It's going to miss low for ball three. Count moves to 3-0 now. Now behind in the count is Bennett. Almost pitching around D'Amelio here. D'Amelio sees his next pitch comes in. It's going to miss inside. A 4-pitch walk issued. Not what the Colt 45s want to start the top of the 8th inning off with, but now it'll be Preston Scott, the first baseman, digging in from the left side. Left-on-left matchup here. Colt 45s playing at double play depth, looking to turn a double play and quickly get 2 outs as Bennett comes set and delivers. It's going to be over the plate and over the knees for strike one. Great fastball there to Preston Scott from Trey Bennett as D'Amelio takes his lead. He's about 3 steps off the bag at first. Bennett, watching him, delivers. Misses just a bit low for ball one. Count all even now at 1-1 on Preston Scott, the first baseman for the West Coast Kings. Colt 45 is looking to dethrone the West Coast Kings for the 3rd straight time tonight. Checks the runner at first. That's Bennett. Throws. Curveball is going to be in there for strike 2. Great breaking pitch there. Had Preston Scott fooled the whole way. The count improves now to 1-2. Looking for a ground ball or a punch out. Bennett readies, comes set, checks the runner back at first. Delivers. Curveball. Grounded to the first baseman. Back to second for 1. On to first for 2. Is not going to be in time.
a bang-bang play at first, but the runner beats it by maybe half a step. And both Bennett and Kyle Norton were over there at first base. Kyle Norton was in on the grass at first, gloved it, threw one over to Calderon covering second base, who had to slow down a little bit before throwing it to first. So D'Amelio is erased on that fielder's choice. And that'll bring up Kirk Woof from the right side. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed way early on it. Was Kirk Woof, the right fielder. Runner at first. Couple steps off the bag. Small lead. Bennett comes set. Checks the runner back. Delivers the 0-1. That one's tipped foul. 0-2 now on Kirk Woof, who is 2-for-3 tonight with the 3-run homer, a single, and he's K'd and also been hit by a pitch. Bennett looking to get out of the inning here and send it to the bottom half of the eighth. The 0-2 pitch from Bennett after he checks the runner back at first. The southpaw delivers. Curveball misses upstairs for ball one. 1-2 count now. On the right fielder, Kirk Woof, as Bennett from the third base side of the rubber peers in to get a sign from Camarena. He sets up inside, puts his glove up a little high. The pitch from Bennett. Swung on and missed. Ding, ding, ding. That's the party bell as Bennett gets the strikeout for the second out of the inning. Got him swinging. That'll bring up Drew Giannini, the third baseman, who's 1-for-3 tonight with a walk. Two away now with the runner on first, who's being held on by Kyle Norton. Bennett peers in, comes set, checks the run over at first. He's got a small lead, couple steps off the bag. Here's the pitch. Fastball popped up behind the screen and over the concession stand into the parking lot. Quickly an 0-1 count now. Another great pitch there from Trey Bennett, who's come on in relief of Canfield, who came on in relief of Rathel after Perigo went 3 innings. So Perigo, Rathel, Canfield, and now Bennett in this top of the 8th inning in this 9-7 ball game. The 0-1 pitch from the southpaw. Here it is. It's going to be in the dirt, blocked by Camarena. Excellent block yet again by the backstop, which moves the count to 1-1. One one count with two outs in a 2-run ball game. 9-7. Kings on top of the Colt 45s. The 1-1 pitch from Bennett. Curveball right in front of Camarena, who blocks it, throws down the second with the runner going, and he's going to snipe him down there at second. Bennett points to his catcher, Camarena, and the Colt 45s retire the side as we head to the bottom of the eighth in this 9-7 ball game. The Colt 45s looking to dethrone the Kings for the third straight night and extend the winning streak to 10. Tonight's game is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for? We can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Aiden Lee back out there for another inning of work after he faced four batters last inning, but still retired the side without allowing a run. So they will give him the eighth inning as the Colt 45s down 9-7 here in the bottom half of the eighth. It's going to be the catcher, Carlos Camarena, who ended the inning last inning and the previous inning with two caught stealings. Here's the pitch from Lee. It's going to be upstairs for ball one. 1-0 count now on Carlos Camarena, the catcher, against Aiden Lee. Colt 45 is looking to do some damage here. Someone's hit in the air, popped up, back of the bag at first base. The first baseman moving over is going to have a play on it as he drifts back. Barely makes the catch at the last second. That'll be one out now as Camarena pops out to the first baseman. That'll bring Brandon Zanny to the plate. He's reached twice on an error tonight. Came around and scored one of those times. That was in the fourth inning. That was the first run of the ball game for the Colt 45s. But he's 2-for-2 tonight, looking to keep the line moving. 1-for-1 tonight. As he hits one in the air towards right field, back to the track, and makes the catch, running back the right fielder over his shoulder. Excellent play by Wolf. As Zanny gives it a ride, but doesn't quite get it out. It's about 350 out there in right field, right in front of the wild 99-3 sign and the KCNR advertisement. So Zanny gives it a ride to the right fielder. It's a fly out. And quickly, two away here for the Colt 45s with Joel Calderon, the shortstop, coming up to bat. He's 1-for-3 on the night. He's reached on a single and a fielder's choice. 1-for-4, rather. He's reached on a single and a fielder's choice. Here's the pitch from Lee. Fastball is going to hit the inside edge for strike one. Lee now in his third inning of work. He's been excellent for the Kings, despite allowing those three runs from Maldonado to score as he throws, and it's fouled back by Calderon. Quickly, an 0-2 count now. Calderon looking to get the line moving with Dusty Vila on deck. Lee peers in, hand dangling to his side. He comes set now. The windup, the pitch, is fouled back to the screen. Off one pole, off the other, and into the crowd. What a shot by Joel Calderon. Get Dude Perfect to sponsor Calderon. So the count stays at 0-2 with two outs here in this episode of Sunday Night Baseball from Redding, California. Here's the 0-2 from Lee. That one's waved at by Calderon, just gets a piece of it. As soon as Lee released that, he seemed to shout something. Just call it inaudible at this point, but knew he made some sort of mistake as Calderon fought off that pitch. Count stays at 0-2 now after two straight foul balls. Digging back in is Calderon. Lee, with his hand dangling, glove on his hip. Nods yes to the catcher, comes set. The windup, the pitch, it's going to be inside, just misses Calderon for ball one. 1-2 count now. Calderon working the count, battling here, just looking to get something going for the Colt 45s as they came so close to
tying up the game. Now they're just within striking distance in this 9-7 contest in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Here's the 1-2. Waved at by Calderon on the breaking pitch as Lee walks off the mound, elated, slaps his glove with his throwing hand, and prances into the dugout. At the end of eight, we head to the ninth. It's 9-7. The Kings on top of the Colt 45. Tonight's game is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field. We have a new pitcher for the Colt 45s. It's going to be Kyle Norton, who was the first baseman. And we have Danny's going to stay over there at third. It'll be number 29, Alexander, taking over at first base. So I believe Reed Alexander from Corning, California, and Feather River Junior College. He'll be over there at first with Kyle Norton, the tall left-handed pitcher, looking to keep the Colt 45s within two as he takes his warm-up tosses. He had an excellent night tonight at first base, but he will now be pitching. He'll face Drew Giannini, Jaden Lee, and Mike Baker, the third baseman, left fielder, and shortstop for the West Coast Kings. Leading things off here in the top of the ninth for the West Coast Kings, it's going to be Drew Giannini, the third baseman, who was starting. In the bottom of the eighth, but got a fresh count now after the caught stealing by Camarena, who threw down to second to get the runner just in time. As Kyle Norton takes his warm tosses from Oregon Tech, just north of us. He will conclude his warm-up tosses, and we'll get the game going here because the first baseman, Reed Alexander, is also going to need to warm up over there first, so he's getting his reps in as Kyle Norton gets his pitches going as umpire hurries things up here. Camarena will get his throw down, and we'll see Drew Giannini, who is one for four tonight with a walk. One for three, rather, with a walk. My apologies. We've seen a lot of action here in this 9-7 contest tonight. It's been a long one. We're over 3 hours now is the game time. And now, in this top of the ninth, it's going to be Drew Giannini leading things off from the left-hand batter's box against Kyle Norton, the southpaw for the Colt 45s, as he winds up and delivers. It's going to be a changeup, it looks like. Just misses low for ball one. Top of the ninth here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s down to the West Coast Kings, 9-7. That one's waved at and tapped foul to even the count at 1-1. The West Coast Kings were ahead 7-0 for most of the game, but then it was quickly 7-1, and then 9-1, and then, or 9-2 rather, and then all of a sudden it was 9-7 after the Colt 45s put up a 5 spot. Here's a 1-1 pitch from Norton. Be a breaking pitch in there for strike two. 1-2 count now. Colt 45s looking to do what they did last night and win the game in walk-off fashion and extend their undefeated streak of 9 games. They want to extend it to double digits. A 1-2 count now to the left-hand hitting Giannini, the third baseman. Here's the pitch. It's waved at It's in the air towards Griffith Finn out there patrolling right field. He's under it. Can of corn. He'll squeeze it for out number one. That will bring up Jaden Lee, the left fielder, number 23 for the West Coast Kings. He is 1-for-3 tonight. He singled and then came around to score. He's also got a strikeout, a pop out, and a ground out. He went 5-3 on that ground out. Infield playing him to pull here. The first pitch from Norton comes in low for ball one. The whole infield is back with Zanny and the first baseman Alexander playing just a couple steps off the line at the corners. Here's the 1-0 from Norton. One's fouled back to the screen. Count evens up now at 1-1 as Lee takes a little walk, just his batting gloves, and gets back in the box. Waves the wood a couple times, knees bent, slightly open stance. Norton readies, winds up, delivers the 1-1. Curveball in there for strike two. A 1-2 count now as we get some crowd noise here from Tagger Field. Norton, third base side of the rubber, peers in. Winds up, 1-2. It's fouled back to the screen. Count stays at 1-2. Norton gets a new baseball, takes the slow walk back up the hill. Kicks the rubber a couple times. Now peers in. Readies, winds up, and delivers. It's blocked by Camarena as it was bounced in front of the plate. A 2-2 count now. Lee takes a little stroll outside of the batter's box. Steps back in now. Adjusts his pants. Tugs at the knees a little bit. Now digging back in. Norton gets the sign from his catcher. The windup, the pitch. It's going to be upstairs for ball three. A full count now, 3-2. As Norton, up on top of the hill, the third base side of the rubber, peers in at his catcher, glove and ball in front of his face, now winds up. That one swung on in the air towards Griffith Finn, who's charging in. Not going to be able to make a play on it. It's going to land just a couple feet in front of him as he plays it on a hop and throws it back into Vila to hold the runner at first. So Jaden Lee wins that battle there. He'll single with Mike Baker, the shortstop, now up to bat. Norton now will be pitching from the stretch from the third base side of the rubber with Jaden Lee over at first being held on by Reed Alexander, the pitch from Norton. Fastball swung on and missed for strike one. Colt 45s have Dusty Vila shaded a little bit toward second base, looking to turn two, playing Baker a little bit to pull. Pickoff attempt over to first is not in time. So both Danny and Calderon shifted over to their right. Zanny, three or four steps off the line at third. Five steps back in the bag. Here's the pitch from Norton. That plunks Baker right on the back of the shoulder blades as he turned to avoid it and then just ended up getting smacked right between the shoulders as he slowly takes his walk to first base after wincing in pain. And that looked like a fastball that hit him square in the shoulders. Not something you can just rub some dirt on and walk to first base with. That's take a little bit of a breather there. And he's going to be sore tomorrow, but now the Kings threatening with two on and one out. Colt 45's looking to get out of the inning and head to the bottom half with Tyler Smith, the DH, up to bat. The first pitch from Norton is in the dirt and blocked by Camarena yet again. Camarena has had a busy night back behind the dish with multiple blocked balls and a couple throwdowns to second base and third base. The 1-0 pitch from Norton to Smith. Here it is. It's going to be right in the top of the zone for strike one. Evens up now at 1-1. 1-1 count with one out. Runners take their leads from first and second, not being held on by the Colt 45's infield. Norton checks the runners, delivers the 1-1. Curveball is going to be in there for strike two to Smith, the right-handed hitter. digs back in. Slightly open stance, knees bent. Norton, the southpaw, from the third base side of the rubber, checks the runners back at second and third. The pitch. Fastball inside. Camarena catches it and then drops it. Both runners are going to advance on that as the ball kicks away from Camarena. After the lead runner, Jaden Lee, was going on the pitch anyway. So now no double play is in order. Runners at second and third. The Colt 45s are going to move the infield in a little bit. Now all infielders playing even with a bag just on the rim of the infield grass. Here's a pitch from Norton. That one's popped up back over the booth and to the park behind us. Count stays at 2-2 on Tyler Smith. Kyle Norton looking for a punch out here. The 2-2 pitch. Here it is. One swung on and tapped. Just barely nicked. Goes back to the screen and kicks back toward first base. Count stays at 2-2. Perigo went 3. Ratha went 3+. Canfield went 2. Bennett went 2. Or 1+, rather. Now Kyle Norton on in relief in the ninth. Here's the 2-2 pitch, rather. Swung on and missed for strike 3. Exactly what he wanted there. And he'll catch Smith swinging for out number 2. The infield can go back to normal depth now. Colt 45 is looking to escape the jam as there's two runners in scoring position still. And that will bring Jake Lyle, the catcher, to the plate. He's struck out, walked, been hit by a pitch, and singled, and then stole second. Still in 9-7 ball game. The Colt 45's down by 2. The pitch from Norton with 2 outs. Curveball just misses. It's over but high. 4-1. Norton peers in now with the 1-0 count. Delivers. Curveball in there for strike 1. 1-1 count. The Colt 45's looking to get to the bottom half of the ninth inning and dethrone these Kings in a late inning thriller for the second night in a row. Here's the 1-1 pitch from Norton. Fastball off the plate outside. Again, the Colt 45s. They've won 9 straight. 13 if you count last season, where they ended the season with a four-win game. Sorry. Here's the pitch. That one's grounded toward third base. Danny Fields throws on over to first. Just in time. What a stretch by Reed Alexander over there at first. We head to the bottom of the ninth. The Colt 45s looking to tie it up or do more. They got 3 outs to work with. Tonight's game is brought to you by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Stop by today.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs, just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s looking to extend the winning streak to double digits. They've won 9 in a row, 13 if you count last year's 4-game win streak to end the season. Back out on the bump, it's going to be Aiden Lee. He's gone 3 innings of work so far. As he retired the Colt 45s 1-2-3 in the 8th inning and only allowed a walk in the 8th inning. So Colt 45s hoping to get to him in the bottom half of the 9th inning. It's their last chance to keep the streak alive and extend it to 10 games on the 2024 season.
on a beautiful, cool night here in Redding, California, and this three-plus-hour thriller where the Kings led 7-0 at one point, then 7-1, and then it was 9-1, 9-2, rather, before the Colt 45s put up a five spot, and now it's a 9-7 ball game. We've had nothing but goose eggs since the start of the seventh inning. Colt 45s will send Dusty Vila to the plate, who had that two-run double in the sixth inning that put the Colt 45s within striking distance. We'll see what Dusty Vila can do here, who's been one of the hotter hitters for the Colt 45s. He's batting .412 on the season with a .432 on-base percentage, looking to reach base or put a run on the board for the Colt 45s. He'll be facing Aiden Lee, who comes set and delivers to Vila from the left-hand batter's box. Here it is. Fastball upstairs for ball one. Vila digging in from the left side. Again, I cannot stress this enough. The Colt 45s on a 9-game win streak to begin their season. Looking to extend it. Here's the pitch. Fastball is in there for strike one. Count will even now at 1-1. It's been a long game tonight. The fans looking to see some fireworks from these Colt 45s. They've proven they can do it before with their offense. We saw it last night. Here's the 1-1. Owens fouled back to the screen. A little bit early on it. Vila. Count moves to 1-2. Colt 45 is running out of time. They have three outs to work with in this bottom half of the ninth inning as the West Coast Kings have activity up in their bullpen. Should Aiden Lee get into a little bit of a dilemma here? Infield playing back. First baseman, a couple steps off the outfield grass. Here's a 1-2 pitch. One swung on, grounded up the middle, off the mound. Second baseman moving to his right. Throws on over to first. Just in time for out number one. Vila goes 4-3 on the play. The Colt 45 is now down to two outs remaining, with one away here in the top of the ninth inning. It's 9-7, and that will bring the top of the order. It will be Colby Raphael to the plate. Colby Raphael is walked twice tonight. He's reached on a single, K'd, and grounded out to the third baseman. We'll see what he can do here, facing Aiden Lee for the second time. Pitch from Lee. Fastball inside corner for strike one. Great fastball there from Aiden Lee. Bends down, glove on his waist. Comes set now. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball swung on and grounded foul right toward the Colt 45's dugout for strike number two. It was about 93 degrees at first pitch. It's now dropped down to a cool 82 degrees. Raphael from the right-handed batter's box. Wide open stance, knees bent. The 0-2 pitch from Lee. Here it comes. Owens grounded up the middle. Second baseman moves to his left. Dives for it. Bobbled. It kicks into center field. And Colby Raphael will reach first base. And it will bring Griffith Finn to the plate. Griffith Finn is 1-for-4 tonight with a walk. As Raphael reaches. And I would assume to avoid the double play, the twin killing that would end the ballgame for the Colt 45s, they would send Raphael in motion here with the speedy center fielder aboard, but we'll see what happens. Griffith Finn digging in from the left side. See what he can do tonight. As he digs in, sees the first pitch from Lee. It's going to be upstairs for ball number, or strike number one, rather. Lee peers in, gets his sign, checks the runner back. Here's the pitch. Just off the, on the outside corner, rather, for strike two. And lots of complaining here from the fans after that call. Twice now, Raphael has started in motion, but then returned back to first base, trying to throw Lee off a little bit. Lee peers in. Fail, inching towards second base. Here's the pitch from Lee. Off the plate outside for ball one.
umpire, despite not calling that one way off the plate a strike. It's a little bit of heckling from the fans here, as the fans show a little bit of life here in the bottom half of the ninth. With the tying run at the plate, that's Griffith Finn. The 1-2 pitch from Lee, who comes set and delivers from the third base side of the rubber. That's just off the outside edge and a little bit low to even the count at 2-2. Griffith Finn showing some great plate discipline here. Probably looking to be the hero and pull one into right field over the fence, where it's only 3-10 down that line. The 2-2 pitch from Lee. Rafael pretends to go. That one's hit in the air toward left field. Back as the left fielder is under, and he's going to make the catch. Rafael now jogs back to first base. And that loud out from Griffith Finn with the left fielder, Jaden Lee, making the play on that ball. Cole 45 now down to their last out. It's 9-7 in the bottom half of the ninth inning with two away. Rafael, who reached on an E4, takes his lead from first base. Tying run at the plate. Here's the pitch from Lee. Oh, it just catches the outside corner for strike one. Lee peers in, comes set. The 0-1 pitch. Strike two called. Just on the outside edge again. Quickly, the Colt 45s close to losing the streak with Norton in an 0-2 hole with two outs here in this 9-7 contest. Aiden Lee peers in, gets the sign, comes set. The windup, the pitch, Rafael going. One's waved at and fouled back to the screen. It was waved at by Norton, just trying to get some wood on it, and was able to fight it off to keep the game alive for the Colt 45s. Norton taps the plate a couple times with his bat, waves the wood back and forth from the left-hand batter's box. Even stance, knees bent. Lee peers in, gets a sign, comes set. Rafael going, here's the pitch. Waved at and missed, dropped by the catcher. He's going to tag out Kyle Norton, and that's the way the ball game ends. Colt 45s are 9-1 to start the season, but the streak ends. The final score, 9-7. The Colt 45s drop this one to the West Coast Kings. Come back out to Tiger Field Wednesday night. First pitch at 7:15. The final tonight from Tiger Field is the West Coast Kings 9 and your Reading Colt 45s 7. This is Jacob Green signing off. Special thanks to my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio. Thank you and good night.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
King Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way.
With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Howard University is cutting ties.
Howard University is cutting ties with musician Sean Diddy Combs after a video surfaced that shows him attacking musician Cassie in 2016. I'm Archie Zaraletta with the latest. Howard University is rescinding an honorary degree it gave to Sean Diddy Combs in 2014. The school's board of trustees says Combs' behavior is so fundamentally incompatible with its core values that he is no longer worthy to hold the institution's highest honor. The board also is returning Combs' $1 million donation and ending a scholarship program in his name. Combs' representative did not return requests for comment. Last month, CNN released a video of Combs beating his ex-girlfriend Cassie in a hotel hallway in 2016. Combs apologized, calling his actions inexcusable.
This is SRN News.
Welcome to The Flatline with your host, Rick Hughes. For the next 30 minutes, you'll be inspired, motivated, educated, but never manipulated. Now, your host, Rick Hughes.
Good morning and welcome to The Flatline. I'm your host, Rick Hughes, and for the next few minutes, please stick around. It'll be a small time of motivation, some inspiration, some education, always done without any type of manipulation because we don't manipulate people. We don't try to solicit money. We're not trying to sell you something. We are not trying to get you to join anything. We simply want to give you information. Information that I believe will help you verify and identify God's plan for your life. And if you do that, then you are free to orient and adjust to the plan. If you're new to The Flatline, a lot of stations are just coming online now. We're beginning to broadcast in new cities, new areas. You may ask yourself, how do these shows benefit me? And that's a fair question. As my staff and I expand and add additional costs for production and broadcast, we take comfort in God's grace provisions because we know that He provides the finances and we're not out trying to hustle money. He provides the inspiration. We're not trying to hustle listeners. We get it accurate, get it right, get it straight so that you can understand it. The objective of producing The Flatline is to make you wealthy. Not financially, not like some of these financial preachers you may hear today, but to make you wealthy spiritually. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 4:7, we have this treasure in our earthly vessels so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. The word treasure, he said, we have a treasure in our earthly vessels. The word treasure used in the Greek New Testament is the word thesaurus. You've heard it before. It's a word treasure, thesaurus. Colossians 2, he wrote that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and attaining to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Two key words, understanding, the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, in Christ Jesus. God wants to make you rich, to give you spiritually rich, to give you a wonderful, meaningful, full life. So as we move into this new year, you may be wondering what you can expect in the year 2023. And I don't blame you because I wonder also. For example, will the United States of America survive another year with all the chaos and confusion that we have in politics? Will the United States of America wind up being dragged into a war with Russia through NATO support for the Ukraine? Will this be the year that the Lord Jesus Christ returns for his church, what we know as the rapture? Listen to 1 Thessalonians 4:15. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we that are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore comfort one another with these words. That's called the exit resurrection, the rapture of the church. If that were to happen today, you would simply be raptured out. You'd be taken away. People would be looking all over town for you, but they wouldn't find you because you would be with the Lord. And there have been a lot of books written about something like this and what could happen when it does happen. What about airplane pilots flying planes that are Christians? And what about people driving cars that are Christians? Will they crash? Will they wreck? All this sort of stuff. And probably so. With no one to pilot it, no one to drive it, I imagine it would. So I'm sure there will be a lot of chaos and confusion. When that happens, where did all these people go? Or maybe it's not as many people as you think. So could it be the year that Christ will return to his church? That would be amazing, wouldn't it? Could this possibly be the year that God would even call you home? Yes, home. In other words, is your life on earth almost over? Hebrews 9:27 tells us, "And as it is appointed for men to die one time, and after that, the judgment." In Genesis 3:19, the Lord said, "In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return." That's what God told Adam. One sad fact about death is that you may actually already be dead. You may be what we call a walking dead man, and I'm speaking of spiritual death. In John 3:6, Jesus said, "That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." In other words, there are two births. The first is a physical birth. The second is a spiritual birth. And without that second birth, you will die in your sins, and you will be judged eternally guilty of separation from God in the lake of fire. I don't know who's listening to me today. I have no clue. I know we've played this show in over 100 cities across America. And a lot of times, people that are not Christians don't want to take time to listen to a show about the Bible. But just in case you are listening, just in case you are the one that has never accepted Christ as your Savior, please listen. You must have that second birthday, or you will die in your sins and be judged eternally guilty of separation from God in the lake of fire. I'm not telling you that you have to straighten up and fly right. It's impossible for anybody to straighten up and fly right. You can't earn God's acceptance. Because the Bible says, "For by grace are we saved through faith. It's a gift from God and not of works, lest anyone should brag about it." So I pray that this would be the year that you would accept Christ as your Savior and begin your new life. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, "If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." That doesn't mean you'll change physically. It means spiritually you're born again. You are spiritually born again. You become a spiritual baby, and God wants you to grow up and become a spiritual adult. That change is not something anyone would recognize and see. You could pray and accept Christ as your Savior, and no one would be able to tell you did it unless you told them you did it. But God is aware, and God the Holy Spirit will come to live inside of you. God's Word will direct you and guide you if you learn it and use it. And the new person you will be is a new spiritual being that will live forever without eternity, throughout eternity with God. But on the other hand, if you're already a Christian, and maybe this could be you, maybe this just might be the year that you discover your destiny in Christ Jesus. Maybe this will be the year that you finally understand and realize why God calls you and left you here. Ephesians 5:15-16 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly." Key in on that word, circumspectly. "See that you walk circumspectly, not like a fool, but as a wise person, redeeming the time, because the days are evil." What exactly does "walk circumspectly" mean? The Greek word for circumspectly is akribos, and it means to walk accurately or to walk exactly. That word simply means there's a right way to live your life and there's a wrong way to live your life. If you are a Christian, and this is who Paul was writing to, the church in Ephesus, you must learn to live the correct way, and that's called divine viewpoint. It's orienting to God's plan, and that type of thinking is introduced in the Scripture, while human viewpoint is related to cosmic thinking of humanism and is inspired by AKA the devil himself. The Bible talks about this humanism, this human viewpoint. And here's what it says about that. If you're going to live the right way, you're going to have to change how you think. In Romans 12:2, "Do not be conformed to this world," that's human viewpoint thinking, "but be transformed by the renewing of your mind," that's divine viewpoint thinking. so that you may prove that which is good, that which is acceptable, and that which is perfect, the will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one of us a measure of faith. So there is something good, divine good, not human good, divine good production. That's a wonderful thing. That means you're doing a right thing in the right way, and you will be rewarded with gold, silver, and precious stones, according to 1 Corinthians 3. But you can also do human good. And what is that? That's good deeds done in the energy of the flesh. A Christian does good deeds a lot. If you're a Christian and you're out of fellowship with God and you have unconfessed sin in your life and you give money to the church or you sing in the choir, you go to whatever, that's a good thing, but it's the wrong thing. Good works. Human good. The only thing that glorifies God is that which is produced through the filling of the Holy Spirit, and that's divine good. God wants you to produce divine good, and it is acceptable to Him. It's appreciative to Him, and it is perfect for Him. So that's what the Bible says. You must think soberly. You must learn to think. You must not be conformed to this world. When you live by these divine mandates in Scripture, you can actually extend your life. I'm telling you, you can make your life be here longer. You don't believe me? Listen. Ephesians 6, 1 through 3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first man.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bellamy. We opened in Kansas in the late 1800s. And then we make our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar, as the fabulous freelance insurance investigator has gone to the dogs, serving as a bodyguard for the four-legged furry Laird Douglas Douglas of Heatherscote. First, though, Dodge City. In addition to star William Conrad, and his usual supporting cast of Parley Bear as Chester, Georgia Ellis as Kitty, and Howard McNear as Doc, also listen for Virginia Gregg as Elsie Hedgepath, Sam Edwards as Dunk Hedgepath, Joseph Kearns as Hannibal Bass, and Peggy Weber as Della Bass. In Old Fool, a Gunsmoke broadcast from August 7th of 1960.
Dodge City and in the territory on West, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. William Conrad, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, and the story of a man who moved with it.
I'm that man, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
Thank you.
morning, Doc.
Kitties. Oh, you finished breakfast?
Yeah, but sit down. Have some coffee with me.
Thank you. Thank you.
To what do I owe this honor?
Huh?
Why aren't you having breakfast with Matt or Chester?
Well, I would, but they're out of town.
Well, that's flattering.
Oh, not kidding.
Where are they?
Oh, they went fishing. They left last night. Said they'd be back this morning sometime.
Well, you should have gone with them. Couldn't they invite you?
Yes, but I couldn't go. I promised old man Bass I'd have some powders ready for him last night when he came into town.
Old man Bass? Who's he?
Well, I don't think you know him, Kitty. He lives out near the old Barton place. It's just him and his wife. They don't come into town very often. Oh, they're nice people. Salt of the earth.
More coffee?
Don't mind if I do. Thank you. That's good. Thank you. Yes, Hannibal and Della Bass are quite a couple. They've been married about 45 years. Fine people.
You selling marriage, Doc?
There's nothing wrong with it, is there?
I don't know. Never had much chance to find out.
You're not telling me you've never been asked.
Yeah, I've been asked, all right.
But not by the right person?
Maybe that's it. Look, this is pretty heavy talk for 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I guess it is, at that.
Let's get back to, what were their names?
Bass. Hannibal and Della Bass. Oh, you'd like them, Kitty. I tell you what, I'll take you out there one of these days, huh?
I'd like that.
Good, then we'll go. Yeah, well.
What's the matter, Doc?
I was just thinking about those powders I made up for Hannibal. I'm afraid I might have leaned a little heavy on the soda.
Well, that won't hurt him, will it?
Oh, no, it won't hurt him. Of course, he might feel a little bubbly for a day or so. But...
Come on, Doc. Drink your coffee.
I heard you come back from Dodge last night, Hannibal. Didn't figure you'd be up in time to do the chores. Late as it was. Here you are.
Thank you, Della. I ain't missed doing the chores in 20 years.
You didn't get to bed till past 10. You get your powders from Doc Adams?
Yeah, I got them. Funny thing, ever since I started taking them, I felt kind of bubbly.
That's good, ain't it? I mean, that's what them powders are for.
Sure, that's what them powders are for. He's a good doctor, that Adams fella. Hey, well.
Sounds like one of the shoots got himself caught up.
Could be, or could be a wolf.
Shotgun's loaded. It's right behind the door there.
I got it. See you later. All right, hold on there. Stealing pigs, huh?
Please, mister.
I'll put him back. And easy. Now, young fella, I reckon I got the right to shoot you.
Hannibal, what's going on here?
I caught me a pig thief, and I aim to shoot him.
You do no such thing. Who are you, son? Ain't seen you around here before.
We're Nestor people about 20 miles north of here.
Huh? What's your name?
Dunchhead, Seth.
Suppose your whole family's out and marauding through the countryside instead of working and making out on it.
Now, leave him be, Hannibal. Poor boy's half starved.
Ah, he ain't no boy. Nothing gives him the right to steal my pig.
Well, I'd have paid you back sometime when we were making out better, maybe.
Thieving ain't no way to make out for no man.
Hannibal, you hitch up the wagon and take this boy home. You tell his people what he done, they'll punish him.
If people's any good, they'd have brought him up right to begin with.
Well, you take him out there and you see.
Oh, I swear, Della, you're treating him like he was candy.
You do what I say, Hannibal. You take him home.
Well, all right. You know something, boy? You was mighty lucky she come out when she did. All right, let's get walking. This ain't much of a place you got here, Dunk.
Oh, it's poor, but we only been here a month.
Well, it won't improve by itself.
Ma? Hey, Ma, we got company.
Who is it, Dunk?
Well, this here's Hannibal Bass, Ma.
How do you do?
Oh, ma'am. Is your husband around?
He's been dead 5 years. What is it you want, Mr. Bass?
Well, I rung Dunk home so his pa could whoop him for stealing pigs.
Dunk? Well, I didn't figure he'd miss one little old pig.
Oh, I'd rather starve than have my boy see.
No, Ma.
Things ain't gone too well with us, Mr. Bass. It's hard being a widow woman. All alone. Poor.
Oh, well, I didn't know you was a widow woman.
That's what I am.
Boy, why didn't you tell me about this?
All you wanted to do was shoot me.
Oh, no.
No, I wasn't going to shoot him. I just wanted to scare him.
Oh, well, you can still have the law down on him,
no,
though.
No, I don't have to do that. Maybe he's learned his lesson.
No, you're a good man, Mr. Bass, and kind. I could see that right off.
Well, I ain't one to hold grudges. I'm just trying to be fair.
Oh, what a shame there ain't more men around like you. He's a real gentleman, ain't he, Dunk?
You ought to see their place, Ma. You wouldn't believe it.
Nice, huh?
Oh, I worked hard on that place.
Mr. Bass, won't you stay for a cup of chicory?
Oh, well, No, thank you, but I'd better be getting back.
Mr. Bass, you're ever through this way again. He's proud to have you drop in.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Yes, I'll do that.
Oh, it gets awful lonesome out here. Especially for a woman.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It surely must. Well, goodbye.
Bye, Mr. Bass.
Ma'am? Unc?
You sure calmed him down, Ma. I think he's forgot about the pigs.
Yeah. And he'll be back.
Got a surprise for you, Dunk.
For me?
Yeah.
You and your ma. This is for us, all this stuff in the wagon.
All for you. Now, where's your ma?
Inside, pretty enough. We seen you come.
She didn't have to go to no fuss.
She said you'd be back.
Oh. Did she?
I told her what a fine place you got. The house and the barn and all.
Oh, Mr. Bass.
Ma, look where he brought me.
Oh, now, Mr. Bass, you shouldn't have done that.
Nothing, ma'am.
My goodness gracious. Oh, we couldn't accept all that.
Just a few little things.
A few little things. Chickens and pigs and corn and coffee and... Oh, goodness knows what all.
Well, the way I figured, them that's more fortunate ought to share with the lot.
You're too good.
I'm just doing what I see is right, like I told Della when I loaded up this morning.
Oh, you're a fine man.
Maybe I should start unloading.
Oh, look at that. Pure coffee. Yeah. Why, we ain't had coffee in over a month. Oh, my. You sure made us happy today, Mr. Bass. Now, you come on in the house and I'll fix you a cup.
Oh, well, there ain't hardly time.
Oh, please stay. Be good to talk to someone. I need a man to talk with.
Just for a little while, then, maybe.
You get that stuff unloaded now, Duncan. We'll be inside.
Okay, Mom.
Mr. Bass, you've got to remember we ain't very fancy here. But it's what's in the heart that counts. You come along now.
Della, where are all my shirts? I can't find a one.
There's plenty in the bedroom.
Not good ones.
Your good ones is all dirty, Hannibal.
Doggone it, anyway.
You're forgetting we had 6 Sundays this past 2 weeks.
What?
The way you've been dressing.
Well, what's wrong with a man cleaning up once in a while?
Nothing.
Nothing at all.
You know, you're getting mighty sour, Della. You're always on me about something.
Oh, well, no.
Matter of fact, I don't know as I ever pleased you. Not from the day we got married. I don't think I could ever please you.
Don't you try to turn this around on me, Hannibal Bass.
Oh, you just don't understand me, Della. You never did.
That's it. That's what I've been waiting to hear you say.
What?
I bet the Widow Hedgepeth understands you fine, don't she? I bet she even told you she did.
Now, you leave her out.
Not likely I'll leave her out. Hannibal, I've been mighty patient with you these past 2 weeks. But my patience is gone.
Well, so is mine. I'm through, Della.
Through?
I'm going to marry Elsie Hedgepeth.
Why, you old fool.
Now, don't you call me that.
You poor old
now,
fool.
Now, Della.
I love you, Hannibal. I always have. But my gracious, you can be ignorant.
Oh, I don't have to stay here and listen to this.
Yes, you do. Don't you budge out of this house.
Why not? What are you going to do?
I'm going over to talk to Elsie Hedgepeth.
You're what?
That woman may be too smart for you, Hannibal, but she ain't too smart
for
me.
You look here, I won't stand for
you
this.
You'll stand for it, all right. There ain't nothing else you can do.
You're just going to make a fool out of yourself.
We'll see who the fool is.
Don't reach for the radio, reach for the sky. You're listening to Gunsmoke on When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
And now back to William Conrad starring in Gunsmoke on When Radio Was.
Hello? Anybody home?
Yes.
You Elsie Hedgepest?
That's right.
I'm Mrs. Hannibal Bass.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. You gonna get down out of that wagon?
I'll say what I have to say from here.
Go ahead.
I just wanted to see what a husband stealer looks like.
I ain't stole your husband.
No, and you ain't going to. Not that you ain't trying.
He's a grown man. He can do what he wants.
You're a bigger fool than he is.
Is that all you come here to say?
I've been married to Hannibal Bass for 45 years. And I've loved him that long, too. I ain't about to quit now.
Well, maybe you ain't got much choice. I bet Hannibal told you he's going to marry me.
He also told me I didn't understand him.
Well, you're true enough.
Mrs. Hedgepath, I didn't come here to ask nothing of you. I came here to tell you something.
Go ahead. Talk all you want. Won't change nothing.
You don't want my husband. All you want is his house and his worldly goods. You admit that?
I ain't saying nothing.
Well, I want him. And I don't care if he's rich or poor. Now, there's a difference there, ain't there?
You're just jealous because you can't hold him no more.
All right. Ain't no use talking to you. I'm going to have to show you.
Here now. What are you doing? You put down that rifle.
Maybe you'll understand this.
You murderer! You shot the heel off of my shoe.
Maybe you understand
no,
now.
Don't shoot! Don't shoot again!
Next time it won't be your heel. You think about that, Widow Hedgepath?
Peaceful enough looking, ain't it?
Yeah, from here anyway.
You reckon that's her standing up there?
Yeah, must be. Come on. This the Hannibal Bass place, ma'am?
It is.
Then you must be Ms. Bass.
That's right.
Well, I'm Marshal Dillon from Dodge. You mind if we get on?
You're welcome, Marshal.
Thank you. This is Chester Proudfoot, Miss Bass.
How do?
Proud to have you here, both of you. Come inside and I'll fix you some coffee.
Well, I think I better tell you what we came here for first.
Oh? Hannibal ain't in some sort of trouble, is he?
No, ma'am. I'm afraid you are.
Me?
Judge Flint issued a warrant for you. The complaint says you tried to shoot a Ms. Hedgepath.
That. Marshal, I'm too good a shot to try and shoot somebody.
Now, you sure convinced her. She rode all the way to Dodge to tell the judge about it.
Did she say anything to him about how she's been trying to steal my husband? To run off with him?
No, ma'am.
Well, she is. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to get this milk inside out of the sun.
Can I help you, ma'am?
No, thank you. I can manage.
How can you let her go like that, Miss Dillon? She'll most likely be back out of that house with a gun.
I don't think so.
Why on earth not? She's a pretty strong-minded lady.
Yeah, but I don't think she's a murderer. Maybe the judge got taken in by that Ms. Hedgepeth a little bit.
Here she comes.
Miss Bass, where's your husband?
Over to the widow woman. Like he's been every day lately.
Oh, I see.
Marshal, let me tell you something. This is a good farm. It took Hannibal and me a long time. And a lot of hard work to get that house and barn up. 5 years, in fact.
You got some good stock out here, too. Hogs and all.
We do, for a fact. And that's why the Widow Hedgepeth is after Hannibal. This place. She wants it.
But it's still against the law to go around shooting at people, ma'am.
I guess you're right. Don't seem to have made no difference anyway. I just wish there was some way to bring Hannibal to his senses.
Miss Bass, you said your husband was over at the hedge pet place, huh?
Yes.
How do you get there?
Straight north. Just follow the trail you come here on. Why?
Maybe Chester and I'll ride up there. I'd like to have a talk with your husband.
That's kind of you, Marshal. But it won't do no good.
Well, we'll try anyway.
He's going to marry that woman, Marshal. And so far, I haven't been able to think of a thing to stop it.
Well, let's see what we can do, Miss Bess. We'll see you later. Sitting on the stoop there.
Looks kind of like an old turkey, don't he?
I wouldn't let him hear you say that. Hello?
Hello?
You Hannibal Bass?
Yeah. How'd you know my name?
Who are you talking to, Hannibal?
I'm Marshal Dillon, Miss Hedgepeth.
Oh, Dodge. Well, I'm afraid you come to the wrong place, Marshal. You must have rode right by the Bass farm.
What are you talking about? What is it?
I went in to Dodge the other day, Hannibal, and I got the judge to issue a warrant for her arrest.
Who's arrest?
Your wife, Della. You didn't expect me to do nothing about her trying to murder me, did you?
You ain't going to put Della in jail, are you, Marshal?
No, I'm not.
What's this all about?
Well, I'll make this real simple, Mr. Bass. This business has gone far enough. It's got to stop before somebody gets hurt. You're coming back to your place with me right now.
Oh, no, he ain't, Marshal. He's staying right here.
You're going along, too, Miss Hedgepeth.
What?
And once we get there, everybody's going to lay their cards on the table, and I'm going to be there to see that they do. Now, let's get ready.
I ain't going alone. I'm going to take my boy, Dunk.
I don't care who you take, but we're starting back as soon as you get your team hitched. Now, let's get going.
Bass place will be right around that bend, Mr. Dillon.
Uh-huh.
It'll be good to get in out of this hot spot. Looky there.
Yeah, I see it.
Burnt to the ground, the whole place.
Come on.
Hello there, Marshal Dillon.
What happened here? You all right?
I'm fine, Marshal. That Hannibal coming?
Yes, sir, right behind us in the wagon.
Good.
But your house, the barn, how did it happen? Both of them at the same time? I swear I don't understand it.
I think I do, Chester. Just wait.
Della!
Evening, Hannibal.
Oh, Della.
You brought her home a little too late, didn't you?
I didn't bring her. The marshal did.
Ask her what she thinks now, Hannibal.
You done this, didn't you? You set fire to the whole place.
I said ask her what she thinks.
I think you're crazy. I think you're both crazy.
You still want to marry him?
Dunk, turn this wagon around and drive me home.
Sure, Mom.
Well, what are you waiting for? Let's go.
Well, Hannibal...
You was right, Della. I'm just an old fool.
We're gonna have to start from scratch again.
Well, we done it before.
Hannibal, I fixed your favorite supper. Bean whole bean.
Oh, Della. Oh, you're some woman.
Now, Hannibal, you stop that. You got gas.
Oh, yes.
Marshal, if you and Chester care for bean whole beans, we'd be proud to have you stay for supper.
My goodness, I ain't had none of them in years.
You'll be mighty pleased, ma'am.
You'll have to sit on the ground to eat them. I saved a few plates and things out of the house. I'll get them.
Oh, no, you won't. I'll get them. You've done enough work today, Della Bass.
Thank you.
spoke by John Meston and adapted by Mr. McDonald.
Old Fool from August 7th of 1960. That one features a couple of radio's busiest actresses. Peggy Weber, who also played Joe Friday's mother on Dragnet and worked on countless series including The Whistler, Suspense, Mystery in the Air, The Man Called X, Broadway's My Beat, This Is Your FBI, Tales of the Texas Rangers, Night Beat, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And then you have Virginia Gray, quite possibly radio's most prolific actress. She, too, worked on most of the series I just listed, and was also heard as Helen Asher on Richard Diamond, as Secretary Claire Brooks on Let George Do It, starring Bob Bailey. Well, Gray also appeared many, many times on Bailey's follow-up series to Let George Do It, that previously mentioned yours truly, Johnny Dollar. And, of course, that's precisely where we're headed next. Our favorite insurance investigator is playing bodyguard to a very spoiled canine. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wynn Radio Was, the finale of the five-part storyline, The Laird Douglas Douglas of Heatherscope Matter, right after this.
I am the Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He knows who you are, he knows what you did, and he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler Grave Secret.
This isn't a sudden thing, Alice. Not the purple rage that swept over so many of my clients.
John, now wait a minute.
You'd be surprised how carefully I've planned this.
You won't get away with it. Paul Bond is on his way here. He'll find me.
I know that, Alice. That's the way I planned it.
For a limited time, get The Whistler Grave Secret for 50% off. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SECRET77 to pay just $19.99. But beware, if you delay, you may begin to fear that you have waited too long.
And then suddenly panic strikes as you hear footsteps behind you. Steady, relentless, keeping pace with you.
At every step, this sly, scornful voice will whisper in your ear. Give in to Radio Noir at its finest, with 20 tense tales starring Bill Foreman as the Whistler. Order the Whistler Grave Secret today and save 50%. Yes, pay just $19.99.
You're too late, aren't you, John? Someone has opened the outer door of your apartment. You're sure it's Paul Bond. Now it's either your life or his. Hurriedly, you reach over, snap off the lights. And as the footsteps move toward you, you reach into the desk drawer for a gun, afraid even to breathe.
This offer won't live forever, so pay only $19.99 for the Whistler Grave Secret today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code SECRET77 to get 50% off. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
It's super stylish and kind of reminds me of those old school film cameras. But the Nikon ZF full-frame mirrorless camera has a lot under the hood, which appeals to a lot of users. Chris Okanek is from Nikon.
So we might have some kind of hybrid shooters who may want a little bit of stills, but they may be looking to do more video. You can go and shoot 10-bit N-log, so you can go like really deep diving into the video side of things with this camera. But we have a dedicated black and white mode. We also have a brand new feature. It was the first time we ever introduced it into a Nikon with pixel shift shooting, which allows you to go from a 24 megapixel shot up to a 96 megapixel shot. So maybe for landscape shooters or if somebody's looking to do still life photography. So it really kind of hits on a lot of different types of users.
And the ZF is amazing in low light. Check it out at Nikon.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Wynn Radio Was, where it's time to wrap up yet another five-part Johnny Dollar storyline. Listen now to the finale of The Laird Douglas Douglas of Heatherscope Matter from April 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for
Johnny Dollar.
Ronald Kenworthy, Mr. Dollar.
Good. I want to talk to you. Are you at your home?
I am. And after the
Okay,
way
then stay right there and I'll be over to see you.
Why don't you send the police instead?
What's that supposed to mean?
A few minutes ago in Mrs. Van Pyton's library, before you kicked me out, you practically accused me of the murder of her nephew.
Did I?
Well, didn't you? Didn't you?
All right, Ronnie, just calm down and stay put until I can get over there.
You mean you aren't afraid I might try to take a powder, as you high-handed detectives like to put it? You mean you aren't worried that...
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Philadelphia Mutual Liability and Casualty Company. Following is the final report in my investigation of the Laird Douglas Douglas of Heatherskilt matter. The whole case started out almost as a lark when I discovered that I'd come to Philadelphia to act as bodyguard to Laird Douglas Douglas, and for a fat fee and virtually unlimited expense account. Me, bodyguard to a dog. But it ceased to be funny when I learned that the dog's two previous caretakers had been murdered. And when, only a few hours ago, an attempt was made on my life that ended with the death of young Warren Staley.
Yes, Mr. Dollar, I see. I guess I was so upset by the death of my nephew that I didn't realize the attempt was really made on your life.
The second attempt, Mrs. Van Puyten.
What?
Shortly after I arrived in Philadelphia, somebody planted a booby trap in my suitcase in my hotel room.
Good heavens, no. And you think that Ronald Kenworthy did that, too?
Well, what do you think?
Well, yes. Now that poor dear Warren is gone, there's nothing to prevent the Kenworthy estate from achieving control of the Van Puyten holdings. That is, if I were to die.
Go on.
Upon the death of Harrison Kenworthy, the whole financial empire would be inherited by his son, Ronald.
So I understand.
Ronald. And he would be the wealthiest, the most powerful man financially in the United States. Ronald, who pretended to be Warren's best friend. Who pretended to love me. It's a terrible thought, isn't it?
Apparently adds up, though, doesn't it?
There is no question of it. But what evidence have you?
None yet.
Well, then I'll help you get it. And I can do it, Mr. Dollar. I may appear to be only a wealthy, foolish old woman who dotes on her pet, Laird Douglas. But I'm not. I'm astute, shrewd, and clever. Since Peter, my husband, died, I alone have managed this estate, this financial empire. I use the word again. With my money, with my... Oh, yes, I can do it, Mr. Dollar, and Ronald will be made to pay for these terrible things that he's done.
I admire your confidence.
Nothing. No one can stand in my way. You'll see. I'm only sorry that a few minutes ago you didn't keep him here, make him face it.
I'm going to see him now.
Oh, where?
At his home. I understand the estate adjoins this one.
Yes. But please, look out for him. Shoot first, Mr. Dollar.
What?
Because now he may act like the cornered rat that he is.
I decided to walk across to the Kenworthy estate in the hope the fresh air would help clear my thoughts. Logical as it all seemed, I didn't like what I just heard. Then luck, pure, unadulterated luck. As I walked across the broad lawn between the main house and the gatehouse, I passed the garage building with its Rolls Royce, two Cadillacs, and a station wagon. And then I saw him. Andy LaFord, alias Andy Fortune, alias Andrew Ford, one of the cleverest second-story men in the country, with a record on the West Coast as long as your arm. A man who would do anything for money. He was idly going through the motion of dusting off a car. I walked past quickly, not sure whether he'd notice me or not. I hope not. For it was one of his ilk who'd had to plant the booby trap in my hotel room, who could have slipped the poison into the liquor that killed Warren Staley. I turned in at the gatekeeper's house.
Mr. Dollar, I saw you at the question.
I want a telephone, quick.
Right here, sir. Is something
Thanks.
Wrong?
Thanks. Operator, get me Central Police, emergency.
Good heavens, Mr. Dollar, something
The man
else
there
happened?
In the garage, polishing cars.
Andy?
How long has he been here?
Oh, a year more. Ever since the dog show at Valley Kitchen.
Well, what does he do?
Year. Oh, the driving for Mrs. Van Puyten, but has something gone...
Hello? Give me Lieutenant Howard, homicide. After warning the old gatekeeper that I'd have his head if he said anything to anyone about my phone call, I left by the back door and went over to the Kenworthy mansion where young Ronald was waiting for me.
I must say, before we go any further, that I resent the way you ordered me out of the Van Puyten house a few minutes ago.
Yeah? Well, I'm sorry.
Whether you suspect me or expect me to help you in this case, it was
like... Lonnie, you knew Warren Staley.
Very well. We were the closest of friends. Confidence.
All right. Just how much did he really care about the Van Puyten estate? Fortune, whatever you want to call it.
To put it bluntly, he wanted none of it. And I'm afraid his aunt rather resented it.
Well, why do you say that?
Because her whole life she's been obsessed by an almost overwhelming lust for power. When Warren finally rebelled against this, she tried not to show it, but she hated him for it. Unlike my father.
Oh?
I feel as Warren felt. And my father and I together have been laying the groundwork for dissipating the Kenworthy estate into corporate setups that will benefit many instead of just us. Does that sound strange to you?
It sounds like true philanthropy, if you mean it.
You must believe me, it is, and I do mean it. Oh, I won't suffer, of course. I'll still retain some control here and there, but I'll have to work at it instead of just carrying on the tradition of the idle rich. I'll be a man.
I hope you're telling me the truth, Ronnie. I believe you are, and I'd like to meet your father.
You will. Needless to say, it was much harder for him to break from this tradition of financial power than for me. So perhaps you can see why I admire him above all other men. Anything else?
I'll see you later.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
And now let's get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
I was worried about you, Mr. Dollar, going over there to see Ronald Kenworthy alone after all that has happened.
Yes, you should have been, Mrs. Van Pyton. Especially if you noticed that I passed by the garage on the way.
What?
I happened to notice someone there, and I think it answered a lot of questions for me. It was Andy LaForte.
Andrew? My private chauffeur.
Is that all he is?
Oh, do you know him, Mr. Dollar?
Look, I took on this case, Mrs. Van Pyton, because you offered me a fee too good to be turned down and an almost unlimited expense account.
You haven't answered my...
I should have got wise then and there. But I thought your great passion for your dog was just an amusing foible of an immensely wealthy, kind of foolish old lady.
Oh, Laird Douglas is a dear one, isn't he? Why, Mr. Dollar...
Let me add things up. A few minutes ago, you told me that thanks to your wealth and a very sharp, clever mind, you'd let nothing stand in the way of anything you chose to do.
Please, Mr. Dollar, I don't think I understand.
All right. You made a contract with Harrison Kenworthy that you'd marry him when and if Laird Douglas beat that pup of his at the dog show. An apparently silly sort of thing, yet everybody believed it. But the real reason for marriage to him was solely to acquire control of his holdings, increase this financial empire of yours. Very subtle. Kept you looking like a cute, whimsical old lady.
Why, this is the most absurd thing I ever heard of.
So I thought at first, but let me go on.
Oh, please do.
When you realized that Laird Douglas wasn't ready to beat that dog of his, rather than admit defeat, rather than lose the chance to make this marriage, you ordered the murder of the dog's handlers. Then the contract was still in force, just delayed.
I won't listen to such terrible things.
You'll listen whether you like it or not. You learned that Kenworthy and his son were planning to dissipate their fortune and thereby put it beyond your reach.
Mr. Dollar...
On top of this, your own nephew, Warren, wanted to do the same with your estate. This was too much.
What you have said is too much.
Then, by the time I arrive, you learned from an expert, Ray Rowland, that your dog would never stand a chance against Kenworthy's. So you wouldn't dare let him compete, at least until you'd hooked Kenworthy some other way. And part of your whole scheme was to build up evidence of attempts against you, through the dog, of course, though I'll bet you actually hate the mutt.
No, that's not true.
Anyhow, from the moment I talked to Ray Rowland, I was only in the way. So you tried to get rid of me, had somebody booby-trap my luggage.
Oh, you have no proof.
Andy LaForte, this so-called chauffeur of yours, would do anything for money. And I fully intend to break him down and make him admit you hired him as a killer.
Listen... Listen to me.
On the second try, the poison liquor, your nephew Warren got it instead of me. Fine, fine. Another obstacle out of your way. After all, he had opposed you.
Mr. Dollar, how much do you want? I can make you financially independent.
Then you
the
set your sights on Ronald Kenworthy, who was trying to break up the other empire you wanted to get your hands on. You even hoped that somehow I might help you. Shoot first, you said.
You don't understand. I was
just
only...
what plans you had for his old man and that warped, twisted brain of yours, I don't know. But I'm sure you had plans. Well, lady, now it's too late.
No, Mr. Dollar. No, it isn't too late.
Stay away from that drawer. You'd even shoot somebody down with your own hand if you thought it necessary, wouldn't you?
But it isn't necessary, Mr. Dollar.
Huh?
Are you sure it wouldn't be easier if I were just to give you, say, $100,000 and $200,000? All right, Andrew.
Right here, Mrs. Van Pyten.
Well, well. Hello, Andy. Got a license for that thing?
Shut up. Want me to do it now, Mrs. Van?
Yes, Andrew.
What if the servants hit a shot? Hold it, Donna.
Don't worry, Andrew. I'll take care of things. Haven't I always for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, sure. She'll take care of things. While you're pulling that trigger, she'll blast you down so fast you won't know what hit you. Make it look like we killed each other and leave her in the clear.
Quiet.
She's got a gun in that drawer beside her, and she'll use it. You hear me, Andy?
I said quiet. What you don't know is that she can't do without me. But we can do without you.
All right, Andy, wait now. Listen, will
now,
you?
Now, Mrs. Van.
All right, Andrew. Now.
Thanks, Lieutenant.
Oh, Lieutenant. Then you saw. He was going to shoot down Mr. Dollar.
Yes, I heard,
yes.
Too, Mrs. Van Pyten. Plenty.
Oh, no, you don't understand. Mr. Dollar had come up here to talk to me. I wanted to offer him a great deal more money for his work for me.
I guess I almost didn't make it.
More
glad
money,
you keep
I
talking
said.
To him so
then
long.
This
got a cough drop.
The
is this buddy the Andy LaForte Commission? Oh, shut up!
What was that?
You heard him.
I beg your pardon.
Clever, shrewd, astute. You're just off your rocker. You'd have to be, I guess, to start a thing like this in the first place. Well, I guess by the time the estate and inheritance laws get properly applied, the Van Pyten Empire will be spread around the way Warren wanted it. Expense account item 10, $28.90, fare and incidentals back to Hartford. Total, including fees, $1,113.40. Remarks? I'm glad I'm poor. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
here's our star to tell you about next week's intriguing story.
Next week, an insurance swindle that really backfired. The only trouble was it caught me right in the line of fire. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this week's story. Heard in our cast were Jeanette Nolan, Harry Bartell, Byron Kane, Jack Crucian, Bill James, James McCallion, Ken Christie, Dick Ryan, Bert Holland, Jack Edwards, and Hi Everbeck. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
April 1956, that indeed the finale of the Laird Douglas of Heatherscope Matter. We'll debut the Silent Queen Matter at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and the dog's owner was voiced by radio, stage, film, and television superstar Jeanette Nolan. Well, she made her big screen debut as Lady Macbeth in Orson Welles' 1948 version of Shakespeare's Macbeth. And 50 years later, her final film role was as Robert Redford's mother in a 1998 motion picture about a horse trainer, which also featured Kristen Scott Thomas, Sam Neill, Diane Wiest, and a then 13-year-old Scarlett Johansson. I'll name it, and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com can help expand your music collection. Choose classic CD instrumental compilations, such as Moon River Great Instrumental Hits, Harmonica Blues, A Summer Place, The Best 100 Classical Hits Album, Ace of Spades Guitar Instrumentals, and many more. Go to MusicRewind.com to find all your favorite music, plus get 20% off. Buy as much as you want and save 20% on your entire order with promo code SAVE20. There's jazz, rock, orchestral, classical, easy listening, blues, and even polka at MusicRewind.com today. Remember promo code SAVE20. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your host, Herb Cohen, and if you're a high school principal, executive director, teachers, and guidance counselors, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. If you're a high school principal, executive director, teacher, or guidance counselor, our CEOs and business owners want to meet your high school and GED students to introduce them to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Why? Because together we formed this nonprofit, realworldleaders.org, that's realworldleaders.org, to help introduce high school and GED students to our CEOs to be introduced to Earn and Grow career opportunities in technology, healthcare, the arts, business, and the trades. Simply email us at info@realworldleaders.org. That's info@realworldleaders.org to help us introduce your high school and GED students to our CEOs.
Now, when I was a young boy, at the age of five,
MusicRewind.com praises and celebrates the Blues Bible, an amazing compilation of 60 original blues classics on three CDs.
Boom, 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 boom.
shoot you right down.
Order the Blues Bible now at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98, an unbelievable value for 60 songs on 3 CDs. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code BLUES33.
E-ball is going on.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember Blues 33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we were talking about Jeanette Nolan's final acting credit. She was seen as Robert Redford's mother in a 1998 motion picture about a horse trainer, which also featured Kristen Scott Thomas, Sam Neill, Diane Weiss, and a then-13-year-old Scarlett Johansson. The answer is The Horse Whisperer. I'm Greg Bell, and we're out of time, but please remember to visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.